Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm...
Because you thought today's crowd was pretty crazy, 80,000 in Australia, but...
The crowd doesn't win fights, I do.
WBC, the lightweight champion of the world!
You ever been to Australia?
No, I never been, but I look forward to going to go pick up some belts out there.
You didn't have to sell a chain to make a fight. All we got to do is make that flight. Gonna hide behind them jugs, but Lord, that ain't gonna stand a book. I'm serious, George Kimball. So,
my question was, you were like very warm welcome to Australia, everyone.
I want to show all my experience, everything that it took to get to this point. I want to show the world.
Well, who's the best young fighter in the game? Me, by far.
For the 54th consecutive round, Devin Haney has outmanned his opponent in total minutes.
He can get the bag all he wants. It's different when you've never Devin Haney.
Yeah, most of you in trouble.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
You said a lot. You did a lot. Tomorrow, you're in trouble.
Pussy!
I'd fight you in your backyard if I had to, because I know that I'm going to beat you. And you'll see June 5th.
Wow.
The universally recognized, undisputed lightweight champion of the world, Devin the Dream Haney.
SCS promotion.
Yeah.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Obviously, Devin Haney has dethroned the emperor. George Kambosos is no more. It was a good fight. I rewatched it this afternoon just to be sure, you know, since there was a lot of rhetoric. There was a lot of insinuating that maybe Devin held or ran. None of that is true. I mean, I was specifically looking for anything like that. And I just couldn't see it. It was just the classic story of the jab. The jab really, you know, offsetting Kambosos, making him, forcing him to reset every time that he got hit with it. And as a combination puncher, a person that obviously, you know, needs to be set in order to throw these big 4 or 5, even 6-punch combinations, Kambosos, it was just a very difficult fight for him due to, you know, Devin Haney's athleticism. And that's really what it was. You know, a lot of people aren't giving him credit, you know, and that's why I went back and watched it. They're talking about holding or running. It's athleticism. He would bend at the waist, right? Like just straight down. Kind of like, remember that Lubin Charlo fight? But that was bad for Lubin. When he bent down, obviously motherfucking Charlo met him with that, what was he, southpaw? No, he's orthodox, so he met him with that right you know, to the face. But that bending at the waist was working for Devin tremendously. It was the most effective defensive move that he was doing. He was able to dip under shots, slip the hook. He stood under the right. I don't know. And I'm making a poll as we speak. You know, I'm asking you guys, can Kambosos can adjust is one of my options for the poll, which is how does the rematch for Haney versus Kambosos play out? First option, Haney does even better second time. Second option, Kambosos can adjust and win. Right? What else could we put on there? Oh, please. No.
Rematch.
We don't want it.
Haney, and
Haney knocks him out?
Haney, no. We'll put Haney. Haney / Kambosos KO one another. You know what I mean? Like one of them get the knockout. Does that explain one of them getting the knockout? Because we only got four options. You got to remember,
no,
it's not me.
When you say one another, it's like if we knock out
one
another.
We both knocked each other out. Yeah. I know. So I'm going to just put Haney / Kambosos KO, which means either for the KO.
Or just put.
Let me see. Haney, Kambosos, either for KO. That should be enough.
I don't like that.
You don't like that either?
No, because, I mean, shit, if you think the knockout comes, then you're just going to pick that. Like, but we want to see for who.
Yes. So we can't. We don't have enough options.
So then let's just roll with the three then, us.
All right, we're all rolling right with the three, but go ahead and roll with that first super chat of the dia.
Jazz 11 with a 5-pounder saying, what do you think the Loma versus Haney odds will be? Mm. Yo, that is so funny. I was thinking about that on my way to
Why do we keep talking about this dude? Can we find out whether or not he's done with the war?
That's
Can
right,
we find
dude.
Out? Like, and when he's done with the war, you don't think he's going to want to be with his family? Spend a little bit of time with his kids that he sent away to another country while he goes and fights in this war. Like,
and then we don't know.
I think we're, you know, being a little bit selfish here. Like, come on.
And I was going to say, we don't know in what condition he'll come back from the war. You get what I'm saying? Like,
I think the last option should be George and not our engineer. Kambosos.
It was confusing me all day yesterday.
Deserves.
Guys. Not going to lie.
His rematch. Maybe, you know, maybe people feel, oh, we don't even fit that. Okay, so we're going to have to do Kambosos, no George. See, it's even character limited. But that's the poll.
Yeah,
it is out.
But just shit, bro, be super specific. You get what I'm saying? So it'd be pretty detailed.
I try.
Yeah.
But I'm also hindered to a little bit of characters and only four options. But for those that are just joining us, we just did a live poll because we do want to know. There was a rematch clause in the contract. Mark Kriegel brought it up. Kambosos said he's going to exercise it. So how does the rematch play out for the Kambosos-Haney-Haney-Kambosos fight? Haney does even better the second time. Kambosos can adjust and win. Please, no, we don't want it. Kambosos deserves his rematch. So we'll let that sit and marinate, and we'll take it from the top, ESPN, live around the world and on ESPN Plus.
Yes, indeed.
Devin Haney
stepped
into Australia.
Not all around the world.
No?
No.
Where was it geo-blocked at?
Lou DiBella refused to sell rights for this fight to any Russian TV.
A political move. Yeah. Obviously, a lot of people are choosing not to do business with Russia right now due to their war with Ukraine.
And from my understanding, the Ukraine actually got the fight for free.
Yep, political move. So obviously, Haney stepped into enemy territory in Australia alone. His father last hour joined him. He went in there and did exactly what, you know, you and I said he would do for many months before this fight was ever even announced. It was pretty much 11-1, 10-2. Professional boxers like Shakur, Jose Ramirez. Oh, my God. I seen the guy that Haney beat, Joseph Diaz Jr., a.k.a. JoJo, former Olympian, former WBC interim, and former IBF 130-pound champion, called George Kambosos a stupid fighter. Let me get a screen share when I get that, but what do you think about that? I mean, because it's, in a way, like, if you don't scratch the surface, it's like you're the pot and you're calling the kettle black. You both lost. You both talked shit before the fight. You both said you would beat him. You both said you would shut his mouth. You both lost. So then there's some other argument there for the JoJo fans. Well, he won two more rounds than George. You know, some people believe that Joseph won four rounds. But, like, is he not saying it because it's not like, oh, you lost, like I lost, and is it more like you're not adjusting to the jab? You're not trying to slip the jab. Like, because you know, let him shoot the jab and then come up with an uppercut like at least Tank does, you know what I'm saying? Some head movement. Like, yo, I went back and watched the fight. He would literally go like this, and then he would just jab him or split it off the hip, everything. No wonder he had his hand down. It didn't matter. He could just bring it up from the hip.
No, yeah, whoop, that up split jab, the guard. That up jab he would shoot from the hips.
Crazy.
So, yeah, man. I saw that and I thought that to myself. I was like, well, JoJo did win more rounds.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, but they both fucking lost. So it was like, does it really matter? You get what I'm saying? Like, 10 years from now, are they going to remember that JoJo won an extra round or two?
That's why I don't know that he meant it literal, if not different. You know, like, I don't know, like just like he's not a good fighter.
Okay.
You know, because look, he's got a couple consecutive. Let me get the screen share. He's got Kambosos, a stupid fighter. Has Kambosos landed a clean shot? And then obviously he, you know, Ryan Garcia said the fight was boring, and Joseph said what's boring is you fighting bums and people I already beat.
You should like that tweet. Absolutely. There we go.
Hilarious, bruv. Yo, crazy, crazy.
It's true, though. I mean, you know. Julio Lopez with a $2 super chat. Disappointed Ward wasn't at the fight. Lillard was.
Lillard was also disappointed. He actually tweeted, where you at, Andre Ward? But, look, Ward didn't go.
You said you rewatched it, right?
I did.
So did you watch it with commentary?
I did. They didn't say why Ward wasn't there either. I think he stepped away because he's like, you know, Ward is very religious. He's always been SOG, son of God. And I think, you know, my uncle was like that. Like when they're so religious, they don't want to do anything wrong. So I think he removed himself like he removed himself from the Shakur fight because he's invested, because he's from, and I quote, Oakland. He wasn't there. Like, why else wasn't he there? He's usually remote. It wasn't going to cost any extra money.
That's what I was going to ask you. So he wasn't even remote.
No.
Okay.
No, he wasn't. Not that I seen. I ain't seen him remote. If you seen him remote, if y'all heard, I didn't hear him.
Okay.
I didn't hear him at all.
Well, no, I'm asking. Obviously, we had a bit of the volume yesterday for the commentary, but with all the noise and everything, couldn't really distinguished.
No, but I'm talking about today. I didn't.
Yeah, so, you know, that's why I brought it back up. But I am glad that Damian Lillard, you know, went out there, and I'm glad that, you know, I saw his coach, because when they put Damian on the Jumbotron, his coach is on one side, his wife is on the other. So his coach, like, reposted, you know, that moment. You know, that's a pretty cool moment and whatnot. But, you know, I'm glad Dame was able to make it out, and I'm glad that Devin has been able to get the support from those who couldn't make it out. You know, everybody, I feel like, regardless of promoter, regardless of race, regardless of gender, in the sport has been congratulating Devin and giving Devin his flowers for what he's accomplished. You know, from Jose Ramirez, I saw Manny Pacquiao tweeting about the fight. Obviously, he was wishing George well, but still acknowledging the fight nonetheless. You know, Shakur, many, you know, Tevin Farmer, just many champions. And Clarissa Shields, just a lot of people in the sport acknowledging, you know, the greatness and what Devin was able to accomplish. You know, once again, Clarissa welcoming him to the Undisputed Club. You know, that's just some really cool shit right there. Some really cool shit, and I'm glad I was able, and I'm happy I was able to talk to the champ for a little bit, especially because I wasn't able to be there, and I knew that, you know, he wanted me there. I knew that he was excited when I told him I was coming, and, you know, because it as we've seen, that it's not easy to get over there.
At all.
It's not easy to get over there, but speaking of people having issues in Australia, Bob Ware is back in the United States. He did make it back in time to watch the fight in his house. So he made it back.
Oh, wow. So they sent him back.
And he, you know, I didn't ask any, you know, legal shit or anything like that. I was just happy to hear that he was back. And able to know that he was, you know, able to watch the fight in time, so he made it back to watch the fight.
For sure, man. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. Don't forget to subscribe and help us reach our next goal. Right now, it looks like we're at 143,802. So we need about 200 more subscribers so that we can go ahead and get to that next goal of 144K. You know, numbers is power. If you want those big names here on this show, we need them subscribers, man. Numbers is power. Power is respect. If you're on Discord, which is pinned in our live chat here on youtube.com/theboxingvoice, you could go ahead and raise your hand in order to voice your opinion on today's show. We're talking all this weekend's fights, but I'm going to just go ahead and open up the phone lines, you know, to see, you know, who's out there, you know. Are you ready to talk? And
yo,
like, what you want to say? Because we did, you know, yesterday's live fight chat. That turned into an immediate reaction. Came in early this morning. Gave you a morning afterthought. So, like, I'm kind of all talked out. Not that I can't talk, because believe me, I rewatched that fight, and it was a masterclass. Tim Bradley, he had a quote where I'm like, wow, that's a show. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what was the quote, Ness?
I mean, you know, it still might be a show because it was that powerful of a quote. So I'm like, okay. You know, there's a lot. There was a lot going on. If you talk about boxing skill, but there was a lack of right hands. There was a lack of right hands. I don't know what Yoel Judah was yelling, but felt like you heard some yelling, you know. They never went to the corner on a telecast, so you could just hear because, you know, they were yelling instruction, but you don't know what – I don't know if he was saying, give me a right hand after that or nothing like that. But we talked about it yesterday, about the jab taking you around the world. Like, Bradley spoke about Devin possibly getting bored, and maybe that's why the right never came, because he was able to do so much with the left. And that was my initial thought yesterday. But after rewatching the fight, Kambosos is very good. He's like, no shit. He's really good. He's actually very fast. And that's why Devin wasn't doing more than just that jab and the occasional right hand, because Kambosos was able to counter him. And he did counter him a lot.
And it's like I told you.
People need to go watch that. Kambosos, I really, really, and you know, it's sad. Obviously, there's politics. Not that this fight isn't easy to make. Kambosos is not with a network. If he walks away from the rematch, him and Rolly could definitely get it on. But Leonard Ellerbe is such a we-don't-need-you type of guy that, like, he might not even want to do a fight with Kambosos just because Kambosos thinks he has some sort of star power or some sort of former champion luster. But he's fast. He's fast. Devin had to move so much. Let me tell you, Devin won that fight because he's 23 and youthful. He bent at that waist and pivoted. And yo, he did a lot to get away from shots. He's you know, it's funny. I want to see if people are going to start calling him the Matrix like they did Loma, because he slipped so many shots by ducking at the waist, pulling back.
And
he caught a lot.
And I was going to say, Nestor, on top of that, I felt that he made him miss a lot as well. So aside from the shots that he ducked, aside from the shots that he caught and slipped, I felt, especially the second half of the fight, I'm sure you were able to see, there was numerous times where George is just missing widely. I mean, it was so wide on some shots, it reminded me of the famous David Lemieux, Billy Joe Saunders moment.
But I could see why some people didn't love it. And obviously those are going to be, you know, overly critical, Haney detractors, maybe Haney haters, you know, because when he would duck low sometimes, he would, yo, and Bill taught us.
He taught us, bro.
Crazy. He showed us what they would do, and we didn't know. And he said, it's the armpit, Ness.
Look at the armpit.
And the way Devin was going under and grabbing with this hand his waist and spinning is exactly what Bill showed us out here. It's so crazy because the man is underrated.
No,
you know, we had a conversation.
I told you there has not been.
We're going to look like fanboys. That's why it's crazy.
But it's true. There has not been another trainer that.
That can explain it to
bro,
you that way.
Like,
and
with,
make it easy.
With one time, like, everything BH says, I'm like, oh, shit, I see it. And it's so crazy because he does it, and then I've seen Devin do that in the gym. Oh, yeah, Devin did this in this fight.
Bro, one time he cuffed him, he spun under the arm, came up and body shotted him, and then Camboso's grab, you know what I'm saying? And they had to break up. People need to go back and watch that fight. They might not, because they're going to hear the rhetoric of the haters and the detractors that it was boring. It was not. It was masterful. It really was. You know, even watching it here with you guys, obviously, you know, I'm having conversations. I'm trying to keep the audio going. I went back and watched it laying in my bed, bro. That shit was a whitewash. Like the jab. I mean, and then all Bradley would say is like, dang, he can't get past the jab. And before the fight happened, Bradley's like, yo, it's going to be the jab. If he can't get past the jab of Devin, you know, it's going to be problems for Kambosos. And then the bell rung, and that's exactly what happened.
Yo,
did
you hear mention, since you watched the fight back with audio, did you hear mention of any unofficial scores?
I didn't.
I know that was a critique that I saw, and that was something that I brought up during the fight chat yesterday, that I didn't see nothing visually on the screen. I was just curious if you heard anything, you know, from what you saw. We do have
let's go all the way to the beginning just in case.
No, I know exactly where we at, Ness. Jazz 11 with the second super chat of the day saying, Ness, reason I ask is because the contract has Loma as a third fight for Haney. So Loma obviously agreed to it.
I don't know that Loma is the third fight, you know. Did they offer it? Yeah, but, you know, we have it, you know, on good hand that they were offered numerous things as soon as Bill couldn't even go. So, you know, things change very quickly.
Very, very quickly. Next super chat, we got Antonio.
For instance, we know Arnold Barbosa was offered the fight versus Tio Lopez. So, you know, but Tio is saying on Twitter that no one wanted to fight him, you know.
Absolutely. Antonio McMillian, MFPTV. With a $5 super chat saying, great win by Haney, amazing accomplishment. But it wasn't a star-making performance. He needs to change his style or become the bad guy. I don't know that he needs to do either. You know, I really feel that Devin...
Did we get to all these Julio Lopez super chats?
I know I...
He got three already.
All right, well, I've gotten to one so far, so hold on.
No, but those you got to the Damian Lillard disappointed?
Yeah.
The one before that was, how much of a bigger star Haney be from Ward?
I think that's from yesterday, Tim.
Really?
I think so. No, check the date.
Nope, you're right.
Okay.
You're right.
Bougie from Broward, 954, with a $2 super chat saying, I heard Loma back training. Is it true?
I don't know.
I ain't heard shit about
Loma. Let me check.
What's that
IG channel that follows them heavy. What is it, like Loma Maximus or something? Loma Maximus? You know? Is it all Ukrainian thing? No?
Yeah,
He's always in the ring with them.
Yamil Correa with a $2 super chat, not saying nothing, just
showing
some love.
Seeing this Alicia Keys sighting?
Where?
I mean, Alicia Keys. She do look like Alicia Keys. Alicia Bumgarner sighting. She out here catching them big fish.
What is that?
I don't know. Caribbean Sea, baby. Okay. And we was looking for who?
We was looking for Rider of the Storm with a $10 super chat. Saying,
Loma.
Loma Maximus.
Loma.
Many fans
there it goes.
Who complain.
Loma's official.
Many fans who complained that Wilder deserved the third rematch, even though the majority of the people felt the outcome would be the same, and now are saying Kambosos doesn't deserve the rematch. Double standards. Difference is Tyson Fury had came off a 3-year Coke binge, and had like two tune-ups against tomato cans.
No, and then, the difference is Wilder was competitive in the first fight by getting two knockdowns and one that a person rose from the dead. That's the difference. Then the difference continues that then Fury won the second fight, you know, creating that rubber match that, you know,
yep,
some people wanted. This is different. This is a whitewash without controversy. That Wilder fight has some sort of controversy. I'm going to have to look at this stuff on my phone,
yes,
to get the translation because it's there, but I want to see what they said.
Mad Ben, it should have a translation thing right
there. I know. I don't see it, though.
Mad Ben 100 with a fight. Try to do it on your phone. It might,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh. I'm going to do it on my phone because of that.
Mad Ben 100 with a $5 super chat saying, giving flowers to Haney and giving flowers to Cool Boy Steph. Okay, hold on. He said, giving flowers. Roses to Haney. Roses to Cool Boy Steph. Dandelions for Kambosos. Rematch dead. All right. Appreciate that. Fucked that up in the beginning. Then we got Tip Bayless with a $2 super chat saying, Lomachenko is a clean punch versus volume punch fight. What you think about that? Clean punch versus volume punch?
Loma
versus Devin will be a clean punch versus volume punch fight.
I don't know. I don't know because I don't know that Devin could fight the same style with Loma. I feel that while I believe Kambosos is very fast, watch that fight again. He's fast. He countered a lot. I think that Loma is fast in a different way because of his feet. So he cuts distance different, not with his hands, but with his feet. So I think we'll see Devin move more than in this one. With this one, he really just backed up. He really took half step back,
right?
Some pivots,
mm-hmm,
and like we said, went under the arms, you know, to turn him, keep him turning. But again, I never thought Loma could beat Devin. And it's funny that we're talking about this because yesterday I'm like, damn, that fight is tougher than I thought. You know, George did good, and he ain't Loma. But Loma's not George in the sense that Loma's not a natural 35, but he already been at 35 long enough. He beat the shit out of Comey and Nakatani. That's a serious fight. Again, you know, we in luck as Haney fans that Loma's 37, man. How old is he? We checked him yesterday. He old. Devin is, I know you don't even
34, need to say. 34.
He's 11 years younger, Devin is. So, you know, Loma being in the war, when did he officially go to war? Don't find out when he went to war. When did the war start, George?
Like 2 months ago, right?
Oh, that's it? Damn, so he ain't out of shape yet.
Nah, you know what? No, there's no way because Devin had a full 2 months in camp. So, obviously.
12 weeks.
Yeah.
12 weeks, probably.
Yeah, I'd say 3 months.
90 days, that ain't enough to get out of shape because, you know, he eating military food. That's barely, the portion size is small. He just not in fighting shape, but he not fat. You know what I'm saying? But still, again, all these things are good for Devin. You're getting a dude coming straight out of war. He's rusty.
You know,
old.
If they give him that fight, you know they're going to sell the shit out of it.
Let him. But he's going to be old. It's not going to be the same. You know, the rules in the 504s, you know, they're going to make excuses and said that, you know, he needed a tune-up after the war. And he probably should get one because Devin is the future.
For sure.
You might as well give yourself the best opportunity at beating him.
For sure. We got DFW Herbie with a $5 super chat saying, why are people hating on Haney for doing the same-ish that Bivol did to Canelo?
I think Haney did better than Bivol did.
Yeah.
At least Canelo was landing on the arms and shit like that. Like, Kambosos, he landed more than I thought yesterday. Definitely watching it back, he landed. And he kept Haney honest. And, man, everything me and Danny told you about Haney having an amazing tank is true because you cannot move that much, especially laterally. Like, my man was, he'd be in the pocket, popping up, dipping back. And still, he might get hit once in that hole, but he done slipped six.
Hey, think about
and got hit with one. That's partially. You know, sometimes he would catch shit. Like,
think about,
bro. He just getting started.
Think,
shit is crazy.
Think about the movement, right? Think about the movement and think about...
He got caught bending, actually, to the right, bending twice with two left hooks in the six, maybe. And Bradley tried to act like he got hurt. But he got caught twice bending.
I was going to say, think about the movement and that hip movement as well, right? His waist movement as well. Think about, like, the jump rope and shit. Think about the floor exercises. I was just thinking about it.
Yeah, no, the stamina is there, bro. It's insane.
Like, I was at the strip club last night with his cousins thinking about it, like, yo, he really, like, the shit he put in the gym was really the shit we saw in the fight.
He, again, you know, some callers said it, you know, it's like he didn't have to do more. As fight fans, we probably wanted a little bit more. We probably, like me, I could watch the fight back, and I'm like, maybe he could have done a little bit more body work. You know what I'm saying? But it's like a video game. You know, once you find what works, you just keep doing that till you can get as far as you can go. And that's really what happened. Cambosos never could stop him from using the cheat code that was the jab. He never really made him use the right.
And I think a lot of it is kind of how I told you this morning, Ness, off air before our morning show that we did this morning, because we are very hard workers and we went at 6 a.m. Pacific this morning.
That's right, because we're trying to get them subscribers, man. So, you know, help us get to 150,000, but we'll take that small goal of 144,000 because we only need like 200 to get there.
You know, I think in order for Devin to have handicapped George in the manner that he did, like I said, I think they knew, right? You know, they weren't talking down on him throughout the lead up to this fight. They knew he was a good fighter. And like I said, I just think it wasn't, you know, it ain't maybe enough for three punches or for a four punch combination. Maybe it's just enough for a two punch combination.
And that's what it was, because you heard him in the post fight said we handicapped him. But if you rewatch the fight, he's going to this way. So he's taking away the right hand, because now the right hand got to go all the way around to catch him.
Right.
So he's going this way. So he's playing to the hook, and that's why sometimes when he bent that way, he got hit with that left hook, because he's an orthodox fighter, George is. But, you know, he handicapped him by now he only got one hand. That's why that right hand always went over him. He was always over to duck under it or just keep going to the right away from it.
And George, his jab just wasn't as effective, because obviously – Devin controlled.
Every now and then it was, though, because every now and then he would counter Devin's jab. But looking back at the fight, he just looked too tense. He stood in this position so much. It felt like he was like, you know, like, oh, wanting to explode, but never really could explode.
You know, to me, it kind of seemed like when fighters who have been out of the ring have told us, like, yeah, I saw it. I just...
Couldn't react.
You know, I just couldn't do it. You know, I couldn't get it
off.
But
it was the jab, bro. I mean, again, watching it back, it was Pez head all day. Like, boom. Like, it was, you know, bad. His fucking face was getting jabbed up from all angles.
They still make those? The Pez?
Dispenser? Pez, I think so.
Yes.
Really?
I think so.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But, yeah, man.
Yeah,
no, it's funny because Kriegel doubled on him. Like, I don't think you won. And he's like, well, you know. Krieger, he's like, well, no, we don't got to talk about that. Like, you just go fucking shit. These guys are terrible. They just shit on you on air and want to move on. Like, damn.
Yeah, we heard, I forget what else. Oh, because he told George, didn't Mark Krieger tell George in the post-fight saying, like, you know, it wasn't even close?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that, yep. And so, obviously.
When he talked about exercising the rematch.
We got Trill Scott Heron with a $2 super chat saying, nah, they were still intrigued that Wilder could win. Definitely was because of
his
power.
This puncher.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's different. For him, it's different. He had the first fight, get him the second fight. The second fight earned him the third fight because not only was there a contract, but his power. But that's not Cambosis. He had 10 knockouts. He fooled a lot of you with his mouth, but now it's like, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, you know what I'm saying? No, fool me, I don't know how the fucking shit go, but you ain't going to fool me twice. That's just the bottom line, okay? He ain't going to tell me he a destroyer, he ain't no emperor, and he damn sure ain't no puncher. So how you going to beat Devin Haney?
Antonio McMillian with a $5 super chat saying, point is that Haney versus Kambosos for Undisputed moved the needle less than Tank versus Rollins.
It fucking did. He's not lying.
Haney style is the best for him to win, but not to become a star.
I beg to differ because there's always going to be a Tank. Tank is Madonna. Haney is Floyd. There's always going to be a Tank out there. Someone's always going to be a puncher. And the puncher, it's his job to beat up the boxer. The boxer is there to be Sweet Pea. He's there to look good. And that's what the fuck Haney did. Now I get that super chat from after going back and watching it because it's like, yo, the super chat was like, yo, Haney, Sweet Pea, Kambosos. Now I see it because of all the ducking. All the ducking. He ducking, dodging, dipping. Man, that kid got some fucking stamina and athleticism. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be very difficult. See, as good as T.O. thinks he is, he don't do all that. He's here on some, I'm big and strong. Here's my shoulder roll. Oh, I'm taking shots. I'm leaning back. He's not dipping, dodging. Like, Haney was working last night. Okay. You have to have ran a lot to do what he did, and he never got tired. His clinching was defensive. It was not to regain energy right. And recuperate or nothing crazy like that. But like no, I said, I want to open up these phone lines. Go ahead and finish your thought.
No, I was just going to say, you know, once again, everything we saw in the gym just showed last night. You know, it was a clear reflection of the preparation that was put in. You know, a lot of times fighters tend to lose game plan or tend to lose focus, and that didn't happen. You know, that didn't happen. So, but we are going to open up these phone lines. You guys know the number to call, 425-569-5241. Make sure to press 1. And we are on Discord. The link is in the chat. So if you don't have that, make sure to head over to the chat and get that Discord link.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
You know what's funny?
What up, champ?
I don't know if it's because there was, I'm going to be real, and people, and this is what I'm saying, like, this is me. See, I don't have to say this. I don't have to say this. You would have had to pick this up during last night, but, like, I don't know if it's because there was more at stake for Haney and he went to Australia, but Fulton did the same thing and it was a little bit boring to me. I ain't on front. He did the same thing. Roman was even less competitive, I would say, from what I was seeing at the time that we were watching it. He was less competitive than George, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that because, again, there was so much at stake in that Devin fight, it made it more interesting for me.
And not just how much was at stake, but, you know, obviously the story, the lead up, you know, BH getting out there late.
I mean, George is a better seller, too.
Yeah, no.
At the end of the day, even though he had 10 knockouts, you're still waiting for his words to come true. Roman is just this quiet, nice guy. And then he got in the ring and he had this horrible tan like he worked on a farm and shit, right? Did you see him? He looked like Jose Ramirez and shit.
Really?
What? This shit was dark right here from biceps down. He was like t-shirt tan.
Mm.
I'm like, damn, bro.
Farmer's tan.
I said, I started with that. I led with that, but you like that shit went over your head, so I kept it moving. You know, you're over there watching replays. Danny, no respect, man. We going out to the calls,
Danny,
man.
Danny is trying to find the PBC official scorecards for the Fulton Roman.
You always got a good excuse tucked in your back pocket somewhere. Mr. PBC in Seattle, Washington.
At the end of the day, every cheater has their day.
CS Promotion.
He has a good power. He has a good skill, but most of people think about him like he's untouchable.
Look at him go! Oh my word, people!
Bill was the best fighter since Floyd Mayweather.
I'm gonna tell y'all the truth about Canelo. Motherfucker, easy, man.
Bill is always gonna be Canelo.
He's still undefeated and still the WWE Heavyweight Champion.
Fucking headband.
Canelo. Bullshit.
Wow.
Hey, I don't even know where that headband at.
Yo, 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 what's good, what's good? yo, shout out to Devin Haney for doing what he had to do. I definitely like that he sticks to the game plan that he's always had. Evasive distance. His jab was decent. It looked like he can do more.
Who did better, Bivol or Haney?
Definitely Bivol.
Is it because of the caliber of opponent, or is it because of the actual fight?
Well, I can't really compare Devin to Haney because I feel like Haney's he's a good, slick, evasive.
You can't compare his first name to his last name?
My bad. Hey, do what you got to do, but you won't bet me.
Oh,
bet you on what? Bet you on what? Bivol versus Haney? Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
No, Devin versus Haney.
Oh, yeah. Who you got? You got Devin or you got Haney? Who you got? I'll take whoever you don't pick.
I got Bivol Canelo, too, if you want to bet.
That fight ain't signed. Why you be running around all podcasts talking about a fight that ain't even done yet?
Obviously, you can't get bitches, Danny boy. But
what the fuck? You gotta do this, bro.
Didn't you take her home, girl, and you slept in the same hotel with her?
Whoa, he listened to an Untitled episode.
Okay, that's great.
My man's out here
acting like I flew the girl out, and I was supposed to
can
fuck.
Can I get my call, though? I just want to finish my call. But with Bivol. Hey, fuck you.
I hear you, Chad.
Well, Bivol and I don't compare Bivol and Haney. I think Bivol, obviously he's a boxer.
Right, one guy hit, yeah. One didn't.
What you mean? Bivol did his thing.
Yeah, no, Bivol definitely
hey, man,
did his thing,
I get my
and
call,
that's why I said.
Can he get his
why,
call?
That's why I
let
said
him get
that
his call.
Canelo,
he triggered you.
Canelo would never beat him in a rematch.
Hey,
but,
dude, okay,
you know,
then bet me, man. Let's figure out that ball spot. Maybe the money you get from me will fill it in.
This guy right here.
Well, I just want to finish my call because I want to give my respect to Haney. I think Haney did a good job. Definitely showed classmanship. And at the end of the fight, I love how he respectfully just allowed dude to come in his locker room and talk to him. And he showed very much class. But I'm not going to compare Bivol and Haney. Nah. Kambosos is still good, but not good enough. That type of style, you're going to need to get rough with him. And he's obviously establishing distance extremely well. I don't think that anybody's going to get in other than Shakur maybe. And that's about it. But he's not the future of boxing until we see the best fight the best. And I can't wait till that happens.
Ooh, he is the best. He's the undisputed champion in the division.
No, I'm saying he's not the future. I didn't say I want to see the best fight
How
the
is
best.
He not the future? He's 23.
Well, I feel you. But I'm not saying he's the future of boxing like some people say. I think I want to see Shakur.
Let's think about it. He's the youngest. He's the youngest, right? Is he the youngest? So he's going to outlast them in years. He's also the most accomplished.
That's my opinion.
He's also the most accomplished.
Right.
Hello? Is this thing on?
No,
it is. Is this thing on?
You're on my call.
Is this thing on? He's also the most accomplished.
Right,
so trajectory states,
Canelo.
It shows, his trajectory shows that he'll be the future of the sport.
Okay, whatever, dude. Fuck with that. But shout out to Lucas Brown.
He did get that upset, that fucker. he killed my man, Junior Fives, man. Can't believe that. Junior Fives let me down. K-Boxing in D.C., what up?
Come on, Ness, y'all killing me, man.
K-Box
and
DC, what up?
Yeah, what's going on, Ringwald?
Blog talk.
But
K-Box.
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right. Who's next on Discord?
JT times two. Two times.
That must be another JT, right? Not Coach JT.
What's up?
What's up?
Yeah, I just want to say Devin Haney had a masterclass performance. And it was better than Bivol. Shout out to Bivol, but Devin Haney had a better performance than Bivol Canelo.
I mean, it really be compared since one opponent is so much better than the other?
I mean, the states, it's for all the belts. it was the highest occasion. I feel like Devin rose to the highest occasion. It was the best performance of his career. He went out there and pissed a shutout. Like, it was no doubt. Like, he left no doubt in the arena. I watched it live. That was the quietest 40,000 you could ever hear. And there was no unofficial. I didn't see an unofficial card. And what else I want to say? I want to say, Devin Haney defense was just on another level. Like, he was different last night. He was different.
Agreed.
That's all I got to say.
Did you watch the Stephen Fulton fight?
Yeah, I watched the Stephen Fulton fight.
What'd you think of Fulton? Was he on another level?
Ooh,
who had the better performance, Fulton or Haney?
And Fulton did good, but I'm going to say Haney because...
More was at stake?
Yeah, it was just everything. And the way he handled it, it was just big. Yeah, Devin.
Mm. Well, all right, champ. We appreciate you. Listen, if you're on Blog Talk, you got to press one at least one time. That's going to indicate to me and the engineers that you're ready to rock and roll. And once we know that, we can actually go to you. If you don't know the number to call, it's this number right here above the shiny head, 1-425-569-5241. You can also join by joining our community on Discord and using our voice feature to call in using Discord, like Stone Bone in Colorado. How the hell are you?
What up?
How are you, buddy? How are you?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, man. My two Muslim brothers put on a masterclass performance. And I want to take a quick second, man, to call out these, you know, those guys who say, yeah, I talked to casual fans and they said it was boring. Like,
oh, that was Brandon in Cincinnati.
My own partner, right? My own partner, my own bud brother. He's lying. Ness, what time did that fight go off East Coast time? I'm in Colorado. It was like 11 o'clock, I think. So that's what, 2 a.m. damn near on the East Coast?
Damn, was it?
No, it wasn't that late. It wasn't that late.
What?
The fight.
11, 12, 1.
I think I got 11. Home 10:30, right?
Yeah, I was going to say we left here about 10:30.
Okay, 10, so 10:30,
yeah.
11:30, 12. So you're talking 1:30 on the East Coast,
but that's
right?
The time we left the studio, bro. We still took calls. We still watched two fights after
person,
Haney after that. So
and that person called you. He called you, telling you about what he saw. What I'm telling you is from 1 o'clock a.m. to what time was the morning show?
Six.
Fucking 9 o'clock in the 6 o'clock in the morning. You ain't talking to no casual fan. Only person you talk to is your wife.
No. I don't want you to dig a hole. He made it clear he was at two bars or some shit. He said he watched both fights at a bar. He did.
He did
say that.
He's capping. He joined in on the back call from the bar. He couldn't hear shit. He wasn't talking to nobody in there. That shit was loud as hell. He's capping. He ain't talking to nobody. That's the infamous white boy I used to use when I used to sell weed back in the day. Hey, I got to holler at my white boy, man. He go, I had that shit right in my pocket, but I would put a buster. He's lying. He don't want to say that Devin is great. He want to blame it on somebody he talked to and say he was bored. You know, like, oh, I thought he was great, but the people I talked to thought he was bored. Man, stop it, man. He ain't talking to nobody that said it was bored. I thought casual fans didn't even know who Devin Haney was. I thought we was only the hardcore fans that was going to watch the goddamn Australian pay-per-view type fight. This shit is crazy. Now all of a sudden, the nobody Devin Haney is being watched by casual fans. This shit is ridiculous. First, he's nobody. Now they calling him bored. Devin, congratulations. Be ready for this fake criticism that they're going to create because you're going to be great. He's 24. Floyd did this shit till he was 40. If he fight in this manner, he could be doing this for 14 more years. Think about that.
Mm. Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying, man. People keep bringing up Floyd. Like, Floyd won a world title. A world title at 23, you know? My boy just undisputed, man. We might be witnessing a generational talent, man. You know what I'm saying? He might come up with his own acronym to the GOAT, NTBE, when it's all said and done. Who is that? King Born in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn Jew. that, then you know that I'm getting ready to bust your.
I love my TBB, comrade.
SurvivingBoys.com.
Listen, man.
What?
Goddamn fighting crabs, goddamn self-hate. That's all I need, and I'm good.
Yes, promotion.
King Born, hello.
Yo, you hear me? Peace.
Come on, you still in the bathroom? Get out the toilet, man.
Hold on.
Damn, man, we're going to come back to you, man. Wipe your butt, man. Wipe your butt, man. Get out of here. Y'all terrible. I love y'all, though. You calling me from the bathroom. You know you can't get enough when you calling from the crapper. We got K-Boxing in D.C. What up?
Yeah. How you doing?
K-Boxing in D.C. That's the second time we don't went to you.
Over here?
K-Boxing in D.C.
Can I get a
one to the two to the three? Tape, no K boxing in DC. All right, so we're going to. Is this a new caller?
Shit,
new caller. That's what I like. 925. Who's this?
And the order five.
Yo, what's going on?
925.
And
that's
five,
hello.
Isn't it? 925. 925.
725.
Can you hear me? Hello.
Okay.
George, you sure that we got the audio coming through? Because that's two callers with absolutely no audio.
925.
Hello.
I'll do a little check.
In the meantime, let me try some others here. This should be Brandon in Houston. Let's see if his works.
Let's start with this. I'm a creative genius.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is the hard-hitting rising star fighting out of and representing Houston, Texas.
The most dangerous producer on YouTube.
El Bandera Negro.
Brandon in Houston.
Brandon in Houston. CS promotion.
I'm waiting for the 70 contract. Them bitches know what's up. I'm not here with
this black flag phenomenon that is happening right now across the United States.
Yo, can you hear me?
Ah, we do. So you're working.
I'm working. Man, I don't know what this, I'm boring. This, that was boring shit. First of all, next up, before I even say anything, give me some crow for even thinking that Cambosis can make an 8-4 and range enough for Devin to get robbed. So I need some crow for even thinking that. You know what I'm saying?
Why would you think that, though? Why would you think that?
Because I just thought that his style, like Cambosis' style and his left hand would like at least put up enough cloud of like doubt or even just do anything to where the judges could say, hey, see, he's being aggressive. See, he got disarmed. Like, didn't have nothing for this guy. Like, me and my girl watched this. She was like, she even said it was like not even close. She don't know shit about boxing. 11-1, 10-2. And 10-2 is being generous. So shout out to Devin. Shout out to Bill. Man, I know that was a great moment for them. Easy work. Cambosis, like I said, he is fast as fuck, though. I mean, I was looking at this dude is fast. I was getting scared of Devin ducking down like that, thinking he was going to run into something. But he mastered. That was a masterful performance, man. Shout out to him, man. And anybody who says boring, that's just a way to just find a way to demean. Like, that's just reaching. That's literally scraping at the bottom of the pot looking for anything to pull out. Like, oh, this is boring. Like, that's all you got to say. He just literally dominated this man for 12 rounds, and all you got to say is it was boring with it. Don't watch the shit then. Like, you ain't no fan of boxing. Don't say all styles or styles make fights if you go complain about any kind of style. Like, tell the other guy to do something. Get mad at Cambosis. Tell him to cut the fucking ring off and make him eat punches then. If it's like that, this is boring. I guess that's lame to me. Also, Stephen Fulton, I got to say, Stephen Fulton got to be one of the most versatile fighters in boxing. Like, this guy, I've seen him fight four different ways and make it look easy four different ways. And not a lot of people can do that. I've seen him sit there with Angelo Leo and just infighting literally all 12 rounds the whole time. Fuck it. You want to, whatever the opposition want to do, he can do it and do it better than them. He needs to be moved up on the list. I don't know what y'all talking about saying that. I really don't even know why we got to compare the performances, but as far as I'm concerned, Steph Fulton is a beast. And he need to be up higher than what he is. And if he's not on the list, people are tripping. And I guess that's my call.
Damn, bruv.
What up?
Hold up. This is crazy.
What's up?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So that's how you're going to do the audio podcast? Just stay completely silent?
Yeah, no, I mean, you want me to read it?
I mean, I read it. I'm showing it to you.
You read it to the audience?
I'm telling you, like, oh, shit, let me show you this. 5, 4 seconds, boom. Michaela, like, come on. I mean, it ain't for my reaction.
Michaela Mayer's tweeting, honestly, maybe they should stop pressing us women and make the men fight 10 two-minute rounds because I'm falling asleep. I mean, you know, it's kind of like the whole, like, casual, like, she's not a boxer, so why would she appreciate boxing, you know? I don't know, bro. She's, yeah.
Yo, look at this. Look at this. Internet undefeated. What am I showing you, Daniel?
Her hitting the, what's that called? Like
the punching machine.
The punching machine.
And she got a negative 49.
Well, she moved it like 3 inches, yo. Like,
that's why she got a negative 49.
That right there is a big reason why Hamadouche was able to stay in the inside and bang all fight. But nonetheless, it is what it is.
Callers! We got Info Joe in California.
Come on. Info Joe is a beast. Check my threat. Undefeated punch lines. Better place your bet. The number one call. Fought my way up the ranks. Border Wars fighter going hard in the paint. Boxing scene writers call me spectacular. My boxing bars are marvelous like Hagler. Worldwide, peace to all my boxing brothers. We rock the voice. Forget all the others.
Yo, 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 we in here, we in here?
What up?
Joe, what up?
What up, man? Ain't no show without Bamba Bo. What up, Ness? What up, Danny? We in here. What's up, Champ?
What's
good?
He's
good.
All right, let me get my take, man. First things first, I'd be remiss if I didn't do this. Shout out to the boxing gods. Hey, man, I might be living in the moment, but this has to be the best year in boxing. I can't remember when we had back-to-back weekends of exciting fights. The boxing gods are blessing us. Yo, congrats to the 23-year-old young phenom, Lord Devin Haney. The sweet science was in effect. When I called in Thursday, when I gave my keys to victory, I said no more than 3-punch combinations, always with one to the body, and pivot and get out of there. When Camboso gets aggressive, swing it for the fences, clinch, have the ref reset it back into the middle of the ring, and he did that. Call me Info Domus. I know my boxing. I even called Javante Davis stopping Rolly in 6, and I said how it was going to happen. I'm the fucking man. No, Devin's the man. Back to Lord Haney. Man, the jab was impeccable. He stayed focused. He did what was working. Now, it was times when I thought he could have sold out and stopped Camboso, but I'm glad he didn't. He stayed focused. He boxed the shit out of him, humbled him, humiliated him in front of his own countrymen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is called boxing, the art of sweet science, hit and not be hit. And he did that to the utmost in the purest fashion. If you can't respect that, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, like Roger Mayweather said. And for those of you who called in picking Camboso to knock him out, please come get your crow. We serving it all day on TBV. Am I right, y'all?
ain't nobody really picked that, man, because we did numerous polls, and that shit was like in the 8th percentile.
Well, those calling in who even picked Camboso thinking he was going to win, call in and get your crow. That's all I got. If you're looking for the best boxing news, boxing interviews, breakdown and previews. Come to TBV, the home where it's all happening at, the number one, pound for pound. I'm out. Peace, gentlemen.
Peace, bro. Appreciate the call. Majid, what up?
Counterpunch for Dom.
Is that Mr. PBZ?
Yes.
I got it.
Mr. PBC. All righty then. Dom in Seattle, are you there? All right. The 215, I believe, is also possibly Philadelphia. Going to what looks like a new caller in the 215. Who's this?
Yo.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Who's this?
It's Mike from Philly.
Mike in Philly. What up?
Yeah, I had watched both of the fights. I seen the Stephen Fulton one last night and the Devin Haney one today. Devin Haney, he put on a boxing clinic. But it would have been more exciting if there was more power behind the budget.
My bad, bro.
Because it would have been more exciting if he would have put some power behind the punches, because, you know, he did take it to the guy's territory, you know what I mean? But not to take nothing away, all 12 rounds was awesome, amazing. But, he was supposed to put some power in some punches. He had some chances. And the other thing I didn't like, when he kept ducking, he was letting himself get hit, but the other guy didn't take advantage of that. But that's it. And yesterday I had watched the Fulton one, and I actually enjoyed that fight better than the David Haney one. And it was just that was it. Yeah, so the Stephen Fulton one was more exciting.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's not even because of that. I mean, even I'll be in the gym watching him spar. So, but it's not nothing have to do with that, because I had watched the fight yesterday and that shit was.
But
good.
How could that be more exciting? For one, Daniel Roman's former champ. This was champ versus champ, undefeated versus undefeated.
Yeah, that's all. I ain't take nothing away.
And it was in another country. Like, there was way more at stake.
Yeah, no, I don't take that away. I'm just saying it was more exciting how I felt, because I seen that joint yesterday and then I seen this joint today. I was like, they both put on the boxing clinic. None of them, it was power punches, but they both did good. But just the Stephen Fulton one was more exciting. I mean, I know there's more story behind the David Haney one. I don't take none. Oh, my God, man. I've been watching David Haney since he was a young boy, when he was with Zab Judah. But it was just the fighting. It was just the fighting. The Stephen Fulton looked sharp, crisp. And the same thing with David Haney. He looked sharp, crisp, too, but it's just the power, man. If he had power to at least knock him down in front of his hometown, like, he went all the way over there.
But let me ask you, something. Do you get the win if you get a knockdown, or do you get the win if you get the win?
He got the win beautifully, man. He did everything a true boxer supposed to do and more. I just want to see a little bit more power in those punches, and maybe not when he kept dipping under. He kept dipping. Like, I don't know why he was dipping for. Like, the dude could have got him, but the dude didn't take advantage of that. But
cut it.
If he was just dipping,
I do appreciate you calling in, champ. That was your entire call. We going out to King Born. What up?
Yo, let me tell you something, man. Y'all hear me, right? Let me tell you something, man. Listen, shit was the wildest, livest. We screaming, aha, doing live, a la, a bars. Dude went to Australia and got busy, 11-1. He was doing some sweet signs. Said, yo, stuff is Fulton, man. Philly, stand up. Yo, the dude is super nice. They on my top 10 pound for pound. But let me tell you something, man. Do you know how much pressure that shit is to go there? Then your father get there and this dude playing antics and shit. And you just took his whole shit. They took his Pumas. They took his food. The shit brought me back to like 88, yo. He just housed him. He housed him the whole fight. Had nothing for him. Nothing for that man. Devin Fulton, yo, he don't get the respect he get because he only fighting at 122. That dude is nice. I think right now, any style you want, he got it for you. He could go on the inside, go on the outside. Did you see that jab he did to Danny Roman? Shit was swift. Yo, who the fuck is Junior Five, man? Junior Five, yo, dog. This dude is the oldest man in boxing, Lucas Brown, 43, and knocked him out in two rounds. Yo, the first knockdown, the dude landed on his
both
shoulder.
Them shits
was
behind the
out.
Head, man. Be a real boxing but fan. Them shits, both them shits was dirty. You should be talking about that. You talking about who the hell is Junior Five? Now, where the fuck
but
was
listen,
y'all Scully Commission? Why that
real,
old man was allowed to hit behind the head? You dudes are so funny, because
he was
man.
Australia. That's why. I'm going to be real with you. He did hit him behind the head on the second shit. Know what I mean? But like I said, man, yo, this the fight so I want. Fuck all that, man. If I'm Tank, fuck Loma, skip Loma, leave Mayweather, try to get down with ESPN. Tank got to do something. I'm a Tankamaniac. Everybody know I'm a Tankamaniac, but he got to do something, man. Fuck all that. I don't want you to know Ryan Garcia. Tank is 27, 28. It's time for legacy, man. Do you know that Haney's the second youngest fighter ever, the first in the four belt era for Undisputed?
No,
nah,
he's
the
youngest.
He's the second youngest.
Who's the first?
The first youngest, Dan the Man. Listen, I think it's Wilfred Benitez.
Not in the four belt era, bro. They was considering Teofimo the youngest. That's what ESPN was doing. They was pushing that narrative.
He didn't have the third belt, so that was some bullshit, though. I know that, but that's what I'm saying.
They was pushing that narrative.
They lied.
You get what I'm saying? Devin Haney.
Hey, yo, Nash Vegas, man.
The youngest.
Let me tell y'all something, man. This week, you got to get us the insight on what the fuck is Haney going to do next. Please put Brother Bill
on
the show.
Let's pick his brain. They just want Undisputed. Can they get a week to motherfucking vacation?
True.
All right,
y'all.
Peace. Man, let that man spend. He has his girl out there. You know, we got to let them do them for a little bit.
Right, he's been in camp. So, you know, champ got to get.
Been in camp for a minuto.
Yeah, you know, he got to do his thing.
For like a minuto. He
Jamaica,
was in camp.
Mexico, something.
You know what I'm saying? Something. That's what he needs to do. Invite us to his celebration vacation. Celebration vacation, come on.
So, even though you said no vacation this year, champ.
That's different. That's work. Your dev is work.
I hear you.
Ain't it?
You can say everything in the name of content. That's what I'm doing.
That's what I'm saying.
I literally told my mom this morning because she said my brother's going on a trip and shit. And I was like, damn. I was like, I've never been on a vacation. She's like, what do you mean? You go on vacations all the time. I'm like,
your job is a vacation. That's the thing. You don't see it that way.
I go to
business
work.
Trip.
You a hater. That's a real job.
Work first.
That's real. Yo, we got a new call in the 713. What up? What's that? Houston. 713-973. Okay, you just listen, and I hear you, champ. Dan, what happened to Steve in Chicago? Is this Steve in Chicago in the 707? I think he's 706.
No, 708 is Chicago. Well, the Birds.
707 is San Fran.
Mm.
That is Freddie in the Bay. What up, Fred?
What's up, Ness? You big cat, man. Last week you said Tank was running, and you telling me that's not what Devin did?
Hell no. Tank was running without throwing punches.
Man.
Tank was running without throwing
thing.
Punches. Devin was
if
Devin
you hug,
was
if you clutch and, yeah, but if you clutch and grab, that's all he did, man. Look,
bruh,
let me just say
bruh,
it.
Tank
he stunk the joint out.
How can you claim?
He stunk the joint out.
He
don't,
was running.
Well, we knew. Wait.
So
we said,
how can you clinch if you running? If you
was a C-plus fighter. Was he not a C-plus fighter? We didn't know that before.
Who?
Kambosos is a C-plus B fighter. Everybody knew that. They knew he was limited. Hey, but it's the same. It's got to work both ways, Ness. You can't say one guy was running and one guy performed a master class. Look,
bruh,
we had
did
Pat,
you not
May,
watch the fight?
Shane
did
Mosley.
You not watch the
guys
fight?
Got stops. Yeah, it was a close competitive fight. 116-112. It could have went
what?
Either way.
You know
it could have went either
close,
way, bro.
Man.
You know he ran the last two rounds.
Listen to me.
Watch
bro,
Trinidad De La Hoya. It's the same thing. One guy can run and one guy can push the fight.
It don't matter what you say to me. Just go to your favorite fighter's feed. Every single favorite fighter that you had, none of them said that he ran.
Bro,
they all
people can be fanboys. Yeah, if you're a fan, you're a fan. But look, it was not
Clarissa
a masterclass.
Is a fanboy.
He was
Clarissa
clutching. Yeah, he didn't clutch and grab the whole fight. That's
nope.
Sticking the joint out.
Nope.
He did not throw no combos, no infighting.
Lies.
You want to see infighting?
You
want
to bet $500?
What would Shane Mosley have done? We see what
I'll
great fighters do at that weight class. Yael Corrales, Shane Mosley.
Combination to your $1,000 bet. You ready?
Maybe one or two. What significant punch did he land?
First you
no,
said
I'm
he
saying
was running,
no. I say he didn't
he
do no
pushing.
Combos, no infighting. What infighting
no
did he do? What infighting did he do
lie.
Though? Okay, what infighting did he do?
Okay,
was he not
so
clutching and grabbing?
You, so if I send you a right hand uppercut to the body, do you want to bet $1,000 for $500?
They all landed. Did they all land?
I'm a senator.
He threw maybe one or two significant punches.
Do
he had maybe
bet?
One or two. He took no risk. Okay.
Go put your glasses
you
on.
Have you seen Shane Mosley fight? What was he doing at 135? What did Manny Pacquiao do at 135?
On so you can see what,
so what did Haney
is,
do?
Fam.
What? Okay, tell me what he did. Why was it
you
close then?
You a hater. You a hater.
How is it
Haney?
You said Tank was running, though. You said Tank was running. You didn't say Tank was running, though? Wait, how does it work, though? How can you play both sides? One guy was running and one guy was clutching and grabbing, but he performed a master class of boxing? How does that
I mean,
work?
You tell me. 85
no,
jabs
No, but
we've landed.
Seen great fighters. What would Shane Mosley have did?
Landed.
What
Let
did Manny Pacquiao do to David Diaz?
Let me tell you
what did Manny Pacquiao do
Fury,
to David Diaz? What did Diego Corrales do to
Vladimir
a C-plus fighter, Arturo Gatti?
In the whole
what did that Judah do?
My man only
what
landed
that
85 punches just in jabs, man.
It
That's
was a close competitive fight.
That's
116-112. Did
you.
He not run the last two rounds? Did he not
said,
run the last two
said,
rounds? Did he pull a De La Hoya? Did he pull a De La Hoya at the very
that,
end? If you say he did it, you're lying.
Time,
if you
that
say he did
it,
you're lying. You're cat.
I know. You mad. He got
Yo,
the belt.
That,
Devin Money is born. Devin Money is born. None of your favorite fighters could duck him no more. They can't say shit about an email. They can't say shit about money. They can't say shit about belts. They can't say shit about rankings. He owns it all. Devin Money is born, and y'all motherfuckers is shaking in your boots. Now he running. Now he born. Because now that's the only thing you can say, because he got all the fucking belts, and he bring all the fucking money. So you got to find a way for your favorite fighter to say, I'd rather fight fucking Isaac Cruz again than fight Devin. That's what the fuck you doing. You looking for a way to get his ass out of trouble. Talk to me, K-Boxing in D.C.
Ness, how you guys doing, man?
Enjoying my Sunday.
Okay. Ness, you know what? I'm not even gonna go there because you know I've been listening for the past hour and a half or so, and you know you guys are not really giving these guys the opportunity to say what they gotta say. So I want to just
you got 3 minutes.
Another day.
You got three minutes. Yeah. If I ain't giving you
but
an opportunity, I don't know what the fuck you want.
Yeah, but you can't. Yeah, but Ness, you can't overtalk the guys. You gotta let these guys get their.
The
their
man was
out.
Talking to me. The man was talking to me.
Yeah, but you're talking reckless, Ness. You're not giving these guys a chance to speak.
He's talking reckless.
To help.
He's
we
want to
hear
reckless.
What they got to say, too.
Devin Haney landed.
We
want to
hear what they
got
to say, too.
Vladimir Klitschko,
yeah.
Tyson Fury was 84 punches
okay.
in a whole
well,
fucking
let me ask,
fight.
Let me ask you this,
he landed that
let
in jazz. How you going to tell
yeah,
me that's
let me
boring?
Let me just say this about that.
That's one hand.
Let me just say this
that's
about
only
that.
One hand. He ain't throw no jabs with his fucking right. He landed almost 100 punches with one arm. But somehow y'all calling that boring. Please.
I never said it was boring. I'm
so
that's
then
not
come
my
on
topic.
Here defending him. That's what he said. You talking about me going down his call, not letting him talk. That's what the fuck he said. Of course I'ma say something if he lying. Cause you can't throw almost 100 punches with one arm and the fight be called boring. Cause what about the other arm?
Okay.
Y'all gonna act like he ain't use the right hand? Y'all gonna act like he ain't throw no fucking lead uppercut with the left? So if he landed 85 jabs, how many other punches he landed? How the fuck is it born if just one arsenal was used and it was 85? What about the rest? Let's tally it up. Come on, man. Stop it.
Yeah.
You defended him and shit. Saving calls.
I'm just wanted to hear what the guy got to say, whether he was right
what?
Or wrong.
You should have been listening, then. He said Devin was boring. He said Devin was talking.
What the fuck
didn't you hear?
I couldn't hear what he was saying. That's because of you.
No, it's because yourself. Your ears ain't fucking working.
I couldn't.
Because if
I
heard him,
how
the fuck you ain't hear him? I heard him. How you ain't hear him? That's what made me go off.
No, I just heard a bunch of guys just yelling back and forth.
I did. Well,
that's
what you wanted to hear. That's what you wanted to do, and that's what you wanted to hear, and that's what you wanted to do with your 3 minutes. Because when the bell rings, you done too.
Yeah. Hey, that fight could not be compared to Floyd. Floyd was on the ropes with Canelo.
You're right.
Getting the
Floyd
job
ain't
done,
never fucking undisputed.
Right in his face.
He never undisputed.
Yeah, that fight.
You can't compare
undisputed
it.
Undisputed my ass, man.
Exactly.
Now, everybody know what you got invested with Bill Haney, so you need to cut the shit, man.
I got accolades.
Yes,
Floyd won one title at 23.
Yes, tales from
he won
the,
one
tales
belt.
From the hood.
It was one
cut
belt.
The motherfucking
when he was 23, he won one belt. It was 23, he only
cut
won one belt.
Cut the motherfucking shit.
Okay.
Cut the shit, man.
Oh, cut the fat.
Cut the shit.
Cut the fat.
Everybody know you defended
right,
Haney because of Bill Haney.
I'm a lie. I'm going to say when he beat Hernandez.
Everybody know you defended Haney because of Bill Haney.
When he beat Hernandez, he became undisputed. I'm a
lie.
My bad. I'm a lie.
Bill Haney, Ness. Bill fucking Haney. Everybody know you defending that man because of Bill Haney. Man, Tank will sleep that motherfucker tonight. Tank will sleep him tonight.
Meanwhile, he never fought
him. Anybody listening to this show,
meanwhile,
anybody
he never
listening
fought him.
To this show,
meanwhile,
know
when
it.
Devin
he would
Haney
sleep
was a
that little motherfucker.
Agent before
he would sleep
fight.
That little motherfucker tonight.
You know,
and Bill Haney, even
and
Bill Haney
lie.
Would know it. Bill Haney would know it too. He would sleep his motherfucker ass tonight. Cut the shit, Ness.
Where you from? Tell everybody where you from so they know why you talking what you talking.
I'm from the motherfucking nation's capital.
Mm-hmm.
Nation's capital.
Where your man
nation's
from?
Capital.
Who you defending?
Put him in there with Gary Antoine right now. Tomorrow.
Oh.
Put him in there with Gary Antoine tomorrow. And I guarantee you, Gary Antoine. I guarantee you, Gary Antoine would sleep his motherfucking ass.
They shaking in their boots. I love it.
I guarantee you, he would sleep his ass tonight.
Hey, Brandon, give me that sound bite. You scared, motherfucker.
Everybody
you
see
scared.
Right through you, Ness.
You scared,
everybody
motherfucker.
See right through
you scared. Why you asking
everybody
to move up?
Right
that's your call.
Everybody
that's your call.
See right
I see through you, too. I see through you, too. This what you did. You threw the big brother. Oh, fuck it. Let him fight the 140-pounder. Ain't he a 47-pounder?
Who?
Antoine Russell.
He a 40-pounder.
Oh, so you want to move up a division because you trying to save somebody. Who you trying to save at 35? Who you saving? Why he got to move up to Antoine Russell at 40? Why he can't defend his belts? I ain't see him struggle to make weight. Did he struggle to make weight?
Not at all.
I thought George Kambosos took his underwear off. Was it Devin?
Nah. Shout out James Lockwood, though, because kept my boy Devin nice in shape. You know,
these boys is fearful today. It used to be email champ. It used to be Devin was a fraud. Now he boring. Now he need to move up and fight Antoine Russell. Ooh, these boys shaking in their boots. Tip Bella says, who was Earl tweeting about the other day? Devin Haney. We got Mike on sports that says, Haney showed the world he was levels above Tank, Ryan, Loma, all the great fights. But if you ask me, Shakur Stevens is the best of the next generation. Yeah, that's the super fight. One of them. It's a three-headed horse right now, right? Three-headed monster is actually the phrase. When they actually clash, no one knows. But now that DC Boxing is off the fucking line and he can't lie no more, the truth is this. Devin was not with Matchroom. Devin tried to make the Tank fight. It's public knowledge. Check your man, Leonard Edlerby's feed. They wasn't interested in Devin. They called him a good little fighter, and that Bill's doing a good job with him, and they need to keep doing what they're doing, and eventually they'll meet. So when Devin was a free agent done with Matchroom, they ain't want that fight. That fight wasn't ready. They said it wasn't right. So don't talk about put him in there with Tank. Put him in there with Jet. Fuck out of here. Devin out here making real fights. He ain't fighting made up names. Liars. But I like it. I like being here. I'm telling you, we got to counterpunch Mr. BBC. What up? Seattle. What up?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you.
So I was wanting to talk about other fights before. Another call. Cordina, shout out to him. He beat Kenichi Ogawa.
Definitely. Yes! Beautiful knockout.
Yes! Beautiful. They're trying to say it's a knockout. A decade?
Oh, whoa. Decade. That's not even a real award.
I know, right? But another one, Lucas Brown. I heard someone say this and that. I watched it, and, you know, he definitely fights like that if you go to all his other fights.
Oh, so because he fights hitting behind the head, it's okay because that's his style?
Let me finish, please.
Okay.
I picked him truthfully because dude's just destroying shit out there. I think he's just more used to it. I've seen him fight a dude. He just be smiling. Like, he has fun with fighting Usos and shit. But he was definitely a plus 1,000. Just a regular bout.
How much you made? Don't talk about it.
I made 220. I didn't really invest too much, but I also parlayed him with Devin decision, and that was like 300 something, altogether 550. But definitely the fight was beautiful. I mean, people saying it was boring. I think it's kind of like someone who does coding. You looking at it, it looks weird, but if you understand it, it makes sense.
All right, Dom, take it easy. I ain't even bet on Fi. K-Boxing is so mad. He in my DMs now. You mad. They protecting your boy. Take the motherfucking leash off, man. Let that dog bite something, man. You know what I'm saying? People be so mad they favorite fighter don't be doing great shit. They got to kick somebody else back in.
Yo,
I thought it was Hawk time. Hawk time.
Looks like we're going to have to come back to you. Oscar, what up?
Good afternoon, guys.
Afternoon.
So, guys, I don't understand why there's people calling in saying that it was a boring fight. My girl doesn't watch boxing, and she was so fucking excited that Haney was not getting hit. She said, look at this young man. Beat the shit out of the guy. And I told her, hey, he's across the fucking pond. He's in another whole fucking country. Ain't nobody there for him. Everybody against him. He fucking, dude, there's no reason for a rematch. I think so. I don't see anybody beating Haney. There's a lot of people that are still going to pay to watch him lose. Well, guess what? He ain't going to lose for a very, very, very long time. Ain't nobody out there that's going to beat Haney. I can have my doubts with Shakur because Shakur, he's fucking great. Tank is great. That's the top three guys. Ryan ain't shit. Ryan just talks. And, yeah, man, I don't see nobody else beating him. Just those, maybe Shakur, bro. I don't know about Tank. I don't even know about Tank. I need to see Tank against someone else.
Mm. Well, all right. You good? You good, Oscar?
I'm good, man. I just get pumped up, bro. All these haters calling in and making up all these excuses saying Haney's boring, Haney this, Haney that, but no other motherfucker's doing what he's doing. But yeah. I'm good.
All right, champ. All right. All right. Yeah, man, listen. You know. They know what it is. K-Boxing in D.C. knows what it is. You know what I'm saying? Let them boys fight, man. Let them boys tell us who really good and who really not, man. You know, and it's all good. If all of them fight and somebody take a loss. We got Majinba with the $5 cash app. Sending that to $ the boxing voice number one. Mm. Can we get Johnny Rice the Lucas Brown fight? I don't know if we can do that. Johnny is with PBC. Lucas is obviously with... Who the hell was he fighting yesterday with? Oh, that was kind of like
Duco's.
Free agent. Yeah, Duco's in, out there in Australia.
Sure
Australia. Duco. Where we at on the Super Chat? You remember who the last one you read? I think it was Mike on Sports, right?
Yeah, yes. You read that. Hold on, no, real quick. Refresh. So we got Rashard Smith with a $5 Super Chat saying, people.
Yo, that's the basketball player? No, I'm fucking with y'all. I don't know nothing about basketball.
You said people are big mad that Devin didn't get Lacy.
Oh, shit. What the fuck?
Damn, Spill Woke Ness. Put it on him, George.
Put it on him,
George.
Put it on him.
He said they wanted George to Joe Calzaghe him so bad like Joe did Jeff in 05. Devin got them big mad. DFW Herbie with another super chat saying Floyd Sr. said Haney and Tank sparred. And Haney whipped Tank so bad he quit. Floyd Sr. said that?
But that's the rumor, that Tank do 6 rounds and spawn. That don't mean he can't do 12 in real fights. You know what I'm saying? But he gets out. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
Is a spilling SOB.
Wow.
That was good.
That was.
King Boxing pound for pound, $5 Super Chat saying, is the show called The Boxing Voice? Or Nestor's voice. Let the people talk. Quit cutting them off because they disagree with your narrative.
Is it a narrative or is it the truth? Did he run or did he win? Do you get points for knockouts? Do you get points for hitting with the jab? Do you win? Do you score fight round by round? Can you only win if you knock a person out? Like, what are we talking about? Am I supposed to just let him spew garbage over the airwaves? But... George.
Goodness.
Davidian.
Hey, it's been a long time, Davidian. What up, man?
I'm healthy, strong, and about to knock Earl Spence out in Jesus' name. I'm bringing the whole church.
SBS promotion.
You win some, you lose some, but you live another day.
I got the whole Christian congregation behind me.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
In Jesus' name. And we all know God only made one thing for us, and that's my boxing ring.
Yo, what's up?
What up?
What's good, Ringwalk, Ness? Nah, it was a, I want to start off with the Joe Cordina fight. That was a nice knockout.
Knockout of the decade. Beautiful.
I don't know about that, but it was a good knockout, though. He put him to sleep. But on to Devin Haney and those callers that was tripping. He put on a masterclass like I thought he would. So I don't know what they tripping about. Whatever they smoking, put that shit away. So I don't know what's going on with some of these people that call in, because they just sound kind of crazy. The fact, you know, Tank sleeping Devin, I don't know about that either. They got to fight, first of all. And Devin's a superior boxer. Like, I don't know. He did what I thought he was going to do all along. So I'm rooting for the dude from the States. So it doesn't matter. He put on a master class, and it is what it is. Undisputed. Youngest. But that's my call. God bless y'all.
All right. Who next? Is that Majinbe?
Majinbe.
What up? Got on mute.
Just wanted to get my crow for Ogawa. And wanted to say shout out to Clients and Towns, Del Omeo, supporting boxing. Thank you very much for that. And yeah, let's go Al Hartford. Del Omeo representing DR in the finals. That's my call.
All right, we got Mad Bent, 100, Kansas City. What up?
What up, what up, what up? Like I said before, flowers for Haney, roses. Flowers for my second favorite fighter, Cool Boy Steph. He put on a masterclass as well. And daisies for Cambosas for talking all that shit and getting beat up. The rematch is dead. Nobody wants to see that again. I don't want to jump into the Tank. Haney, I want to see the fight. Tank is my favorite fighter. And Ness, don't you dare ever compare Tank to Maidana again. That's terrible.
Comparing but
Tank
had,
to Maidana.
If,
oh, my
if
God.
You had, if you had to make
Maidana,
them both.
Maidana didn't have the skills Tank has.
He don't. He don't. Do but who's more Floyd than Maidana? Huh?
You
out of those two.
Maidana to Tank,
out of those two. Out of Devin and Tank. Oh. Who's more Maidana?
Listen, Tank is my favorite fighter, and that was an insult. You hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry.
Maidana, don't do that shit, man. That's horrible. But anyway, great show, man. And I'm glad for Haney. I want him to win. No, I wanted him to get a knockout. I knew he was going to win. I wanted him to get a knockout. Fucked up the money, but I'm glad he won.
Word, man. I could have made $1,000
if he got
a knockout.
Tank, but I'm going to say this, and I'm going to hurt Ringwalk's feelings. If Shakur fights Tank, they're going to say he's too small. He was too weak. He came up two weight classes. Nah, man, I'm just bullshitting. But I want to see those fights. All right. That's my call.
All right, all right, all right. Let me see who's here. We got ourselves some Hawk in Maryland. What up?
Yo, can you hear me?
We hear you, Hawk time.
Hey, okay. I kind of understand why I couldn't hear me the first time. Anyway, TBV, number one. Like and subscribe. What up, Ringwalk and Yo Ness?
What's good?
Ain't too much. Ain't. Hey, man, listen to what I got to say here, bruh. This is what I'm noticing in boxing, man. Franchon Cruz, Errol Spence, what is it, Jermell Charlo, the young one, Clarissa Shields, Stephen Fulton, Terrence Crawford. We got Tank Davis, Shakur Stevenson, Devin Haney. Hello?
We listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Paulie Malignaggi said a year ago, Eastern European fighters are taking over boxing. And that statement looking, it's not aging well, and it's looking real funny in the light right now. He said that on in his own record that he said that. And these fighters, all these fighters got one thing
in
common.
I mean, well, Better Beef is unified and is about to go into a unification for a three belt. Bivol did just
not
beat the face of boxing. Bivol did just beat the face of boxing, and Usyk did beat the other face of boxing. So there is
Cobra.
Some... there's something there.
Yeah, no question. I have, like I said, but when my calls really ain't never for hate, bro. So I ain't knocking none of those other fighters. And Bilbo, like I said, I think Bilbo the best light heavyweight, period. He gonna beat them all. All I'm doing is naming and big upping the fighters, the black fighters. That's all. I'm just bigging them up. I'm not knocking no other fighters. I'm just saying that Paulo Malignaggi said those fighters are running boxing. They can't be running boxing if these fighters are also unified and undisputed, the ones I named. But they are great fighters, the ones you named. Yeah, I ain't got nothing bad to say about none of them. I'm just highlighting the black fighters. But anyway, they talk about Devin Haney is born. I hope everybody keeps saying he's born. What I saw last night, I hope they all keep saying he's born. That's how Floyd Mayweather got so rich. They used to say Floyd was born. That's how Money Mayweather got born. You know what they did? They put one slugger in after another to knock Floyd out, and he kept beating them and getting richer, and more of the so-called casual fans started watching more and more to see who this guy that everybody talk about, that they're trying to get this fighter and this fighter and this fighter to knock this boxer out. That's how Floyd got just as popular as he got, because every time you turn around, he beat one fighter, then they come up with another list of sluggers that were going in and knock Floyd out. And none of them did it. And he got paid. That's why Devin Haney going to be even richer than Floyd. If everybody keeps thinking he's born, he'll just keep outboxing everybody and getting paid more and more. Because as he keeps winning, he's going to get more and more popular for boxing, the same way Floyd did. They couldn't avoid it. Everybody had to just come and then start to recognize the skills he used. Even the people that was hating on Floyd had to be like, damn, this guy is great. And they sit through those 12 rounds, opposed to watching the Tysons and everybody who come just knock straight people out. Floyd ended up getting all of those audience. That's all Devin Haney got to do is just keep winning. It'll shift over. He'll get all that bread. So they think he born, let them think he born. I saw a master class. That boy couldn't get started. Every time he would step to come at Haney, he would get hit with a jab. Anyway, TBV number one, great
cut
show.
It. Cut it. Thank you. Arizestro with a $10 super chat says, do you guys think a Nakatilia fight for Tank would prepare him for Shakur or Haney?
What I think is that Arizestro needs some of this. With a splash of, because he picked Cambosis.
Says, or do you think it would be super necessary for Tank to fight? Yeah, that's a fight that makes absolutely zero sense.
Tank Nakatilia for what?
Rolling Red with a $2 super chat said, Haney got a better resume than Bud. Ja'u with a dollar, just sending some love. And Frank the Tank with a $5 super chat saying, I told you it wouldn't be easy for Devin considering the odds against him, but he fought flawlessly. I understand the clinching, keeping it safe, but too much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
T-Skills with a super chat saying, Tank would have knocked Cambosis out. That doesn't mean Tank can beat Devin, just saying. All right.
All right. So it looks like next up is the sequel.
What's up, fellas?
What up?
Big shout out to you guys, man. Love your show. Here's the thing, bro. Ness, you're hitting the nail on the head with the stats. But I was looking up something last night while I'm sitting here watching Scary Pants, a.k.a. Ryan Garcia, tweet last night. And so I just wanted to look up something. The whole entire fight between Ryan and Tagu, he only landed 5 jabs. But Devin's born, yeah. Now I got another stat. I just so happened to look on CompuBox between Rolling and Tank. Rolling threw 115 punches versus Devin's 125. The problem is that's all 6 rounds, 115 punches for Rolly. That was only, and Devin threw only 125 shots in 3 rounds. And you sitting here talking about boring? Now who's the boring fighter? Those clowns need to sit down. And like you said, they already setting up the narrative to duck and dodge Devin and protect this kid. I'm out, man. Love your show. Y'all keep doing your thing.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Devin Money is born, man. It's too late. Either you want to check or you want to, you know, eat the bottom feeders. of the division because ain't nobody else got belts.
Jay Miller. Oh, no, is that el...
Got a plantista.
All right. What was that? Come on. Good morning.
This is Rolly's brother.
Yo, what's up? What's up, bro?
Oh, it's this guy. What's going on?
Bro, Devin Haney's the most boring fighter I've ever seen in my life, and I grew up watching him. Bro, I actually fell asleep in round 10, man. I couldn't keep my eyes open, man. That shit was so hard to watch, man. Unbelievable,
but
bro.
But let me ask you a question. Don't you wish Rolly would have had at least a little bit of Devin Haney in him?
Nah, bro. I don't want to watch that shit, bro.
You know you lying. You lost 1,000 on Rolly.
It's okay, bro. We moving on from that, bro. I took my L with pride, bro. I ride hard with my boys, win or lose. Now we moving on, bro. Did you see fucking David Morrell? I know for a fact because I watched David Morrell in the amateur.
Yeah, I've seen David Morrell not look ready for David Benavidez.
No, what are you talking about? He can box way better than Devin Haney. He just shows
who
not
was
to.
That guy he was fighting
bro,
and he struggled
you
with?
You see how he came out, though, but did you
Lo
see
matan.
How he came out?
Lomatan! Lomatan!
Bro, you know he kills the... Tell David Benavidez.
Lomatan!
Well,
no,
yo,
you tell him
looks like
to get in there with
right
the
now.
Mexican monster. Tell him to get with the Mexican monster.
My man was tired. Henderson killed
him. He was tired after two rounds, bro. He was tired after two rounds. You know
then
what I know.
Then why don't we make it? Make the fight. You know that if you ask for it, they're going to make it. Mexican monster just got on TV and called David Morrell. Like, he mentioned in my name and called him, them bitches know what's up. And
they
now
know.
When David Morrell
they
calls
know.
Him back, he's not going to answer. He's not going to fight David Morrell because he gets knocked out, bro.
Yeah,
you know
man.
This for a fact. You see how David Morrell
out.
Came out? That's what David Haney needs to fight, bro. David Morrell knows he ain't going to box nobody. He's coming here to knock motherfuckers out.
Bro, that dude needs
boxing.
More development, bro. That dude
bro,
needs
what are you
development.
Talking about? He knocks out David Benavidez right now. Tell him to get in the ring. Bro, I
so,
guarantee
so
he
wasn't
him out.
He wasn't getting countered last night?
By his,
bro, David Benavidez
by Henderson.
Than him every day, bro. What are you talking about? He came out like he was going to knock that guy out.
And it didn't work.
But he knocked him out in four. What are you talking about? It's the first time to knock him out, amateur or pro. Kevin Henderson never been knocked out in his whole career, amateur or pro.
He got
never
countered.
Down.
Listen to me. He was getting countered. He was getting hit with shots that if that's David
bro,
hitting him,
David Benavidez
problema.
Wouldn't do shit, bro.
Problema.
David Benavidez wouldn't do shit. He took those shots like it was no problem.
That's
he just, all. You just like to hate on the Cubans, bro. They, when a Cuban does what David Haney does, you hate on him. David Haney can do it. We can. It's okay. We're coming to knock you out. Tell David Benavidez not to run. I bet you anything David
bro,
Benavidez runs in that
bro,
fight.
Bro, why are you lying?
Run or not,
why are you lying when everybody
run.
Knows Delora's my favorite fighter? See how you lying? Get out of here,
bro.
Bro,
but David Benavidez will run. He will run.
Put that 1,000 on Morrell, man. 1,000 on Morrell so you can lose that money.
Bro, he'll win, bro. Easy money.
He got countered by Henderson, who's nowhere near the level of Benavidez.
I mean, it didn't matter, bro, because he
let alone the power. Let alone the
bro.
Fuerza, brother.
It's
because
it's
fuerza.
About how you fight. He didn't want to fight like David Haney and put me to sleep. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh. That's your time, bro. Jay Miller. Jay Miller.
What's up, fellas? What's up, Ness? What's up, man?
What up?
Not much. So, yeah, man, I think Haney did exactly what he needed to do to win in Australia. He didn't take chances, but I don't think he should have, to be honest, because we saw what happened when he took chances against Linares, and everybody was calling him Chenny, so he did what he had to do. And then I think if he fought Tank, I think that's a terrible matchup. I see him jabbing Tank's face off, man.
Mm.
Tank doesn't have
– Ain't you from Baltimore the way you said, too? I thought you were from Baltimore.
West Baltimore, man.
Oh, man, you going against Tank, man? Oh,
I'm being honest with you. I love Tank, you know. I love Tank, but I keep it 100, man. Yeah. Hey, Haney's output too much for Tank. Jab too sharp. Tank got the best jab in boxing. So, yeah, it is what it is. That's my call.
All right, bro. Appreciate the call for sure.
LV Slugger.
LV.
LV Slugger.
Only time y'all see me in rage is when I turn into the Bronze Bomber.
want a body. I want a body, and he's going to be the body.
Ambulance better be ready. The medical better be ready. The referee better be ready. They better have that power to be able to hold it.
SDS promotion.
I'll be right.
LV Slugger.
TBV, y'all hear me?
Yep.
What up, man? Yes. Last night, great night of boxing, man. Definitely enjoyed it. Let me start off with Fah, man. That was disappointing, man. I thought he was going to be able to get the job done, but Lucas Brown got him out in one round. That shit was crazy. Yeah, man, hopefully Fah can bounce back. But on the Lucas Brown, you know, they were saying Johnny Rice, somebody said something about Johnny Rice. With that fight being on ESPN, you know, I think Lucas Brown probably earned him a Jerry Anderson shot, you know, throw him in there with Jerry Anderson.
Whoa.
He got some
power.
Whoa. You want him to get...
Anderson's just coming off of surgery when he get back. He probably ain't going to... They probably ain't going to do that fight.
Yeah, they probably... I'm just saying, with him fighting on top rank, you know, on the ESPN, you know, that would just be another opponent for Jerry. You know, we never seen Jerry face nobody with that type of power. You know what I'm saying? They was already talking about throwing him there with a Wilder and shit. Like, let's see what he... do against a puncher like a Lucas Brown. Let's see what Jared do. But I mean, I think Jared can beat a Lucas. You know, I think I believe in his boxing ability, the way he ain't gonna get caught with that thing Junior Far did. But you know what I'm saying, Lucas do got experience, so you know, I could be wrong, but you know, I think I believe Jared can beat a Lucas. But on David Morrell, you know, he definitely, you know, continued to develop, you know, getting dudes up out of the four rounds. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure how many fights he in, but he not even got 10 fights in. But I
he got seven
like
fights, man. Seven
yeah,
fights.
I don't like, exactly. I don't like that David Benavidez fight right now for him. You know, I think they need to continue developing.
Free money, man. It's free money.
Yeah, PBC need to stay away from that fight right now for Morrell. They need to continue to develop him. Get one of them former champions in there with him, like a Truex or a Utoski. You know what I'm saying? One of them former champions at 168. And, you know, just let him continue developing. He see how he look. But right now, David Benavidez, I don't think that'll be a good look. And on Stephen Fulton, you know, he gave a good performance. Like I said, man, you definitely got to put that man in consideration for that top 10 pound for pound, man. Like Brandon Lynn said, man, just about every time you see
Bruh.
Him fight, he find the style. And he seemed like he fighting their style and he mastering it. You know what I'm saying? He fighting at different paces and shit like that on the back foot. Like, he unified with Figueroa his last damn near on the back foot the whole fight and was tagging him with head shots. You know what I'm saying? So Orton definitely got to put him considered for top 10 pound for pound, man. But on to the, you know, the main event, the biggest fight of last night, Devin Haney, the Dream, 23 years old, about to mention with an all-time legend into Pernell Whitaker. You know, that's the last dude that undisputed at that division. Devin Haney at 23 years old will always be, you know, mentioned with him. You know what I'm saying? So, and all this, man, it's just a lot of hate, man. It's just, I feel like it's a lot of hate, you know. Y'all fail to realize this man only 23 years old. So, you know, all these, he going to eventually get bigger, get stronger.
Cut it.
All right, looks like we got William in Seattle. And if you're on Blog Talk and you feel like we haven't gone to you, it's because you haven't pressed 1. The number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. You can also join our Discord community. Call in using Discord. Raise your hand if you're in our Discord and you want to talk. Now is the time to do so. William, Seattle, what up?
Can you hear me?
We hear you.
Yeah, hey. I should be one of your top callers, because I pretty much call them almost every week. But anyway, that dude Stephen Fulton from Philly, that dude put on a master class yesterday. You know what I'm saying? He whooped that other dude, but, you know what I mean, he should definitely be on the pound-for-pound list. I think he should go and try to be undisputed. I think if he becomes undisputed, he definitely they're gonna have to put him on a pound for pound list. And Devin Haney put on a boxing clinic yesterday. You know what I mean? He shut people up. He shut up all them people that thought he was gonna lose. And And he humbled George Kambosos. So I was glad to see that. I was real glad to see his father finally making it down there to be on his corner. Him and Tank fighting, I disagree with the other dude that's from Baltimore that said that Haney will jab Tank's face off. I doubt that. That's not going to happen. That'll be a hell of a fight. That'll be an action-packed fight, to be honest with you. Because Tank, he knows how to duck underneath that jab and come up under and lay them heavy shots. So that'll be a hell of a fight. You got Shakur Stevenson. I think Shakur Stevenson, he had 130 pounds. He's going to fight that dude Cardina. And he's going to try to be undisputed at 130. That'll be a good fight. Like I said, Haney undisputed, 23 years old. And, he's the future of boxing right now. They all got to come and see him. You know what I mean? They can't talk down on him now. He got all the belts. He got all the jurors. So anybody don't want to say something bad about Devin Haney, I mean, you can't say nothing bad about him now. He's undisputed. And all them people that talk about, oh, Devin Haney is boring and all that crap, a lot of them dudes is underneath haters. Some of them are racist towards black fighters, but a lot of them is haters. You know what I'm saying? They just mad because, you know, Devin Haney's a true boxer who knows how to box. He ain't stupid. He's not going to be going in there, you know, trying to, you know, go toe-to-toe with the stick to the street science. You know what I mean? And he boxed John Kambosos' head off.
Let me get a screen share. Not now. Hold on. Now. Daddy's the worst co-host. So you just look at it.
I'm trying to think of Lavelle Crawford, right?
No, that's Timothy Bradley. It's because we got the thing at the bottom. Look.
Because that's a comedian. That's Lavelle Crawford.
I guess that's why it ain't hit, because you ain't see the bottom.
Fucked it up.
You ain't see the bottom.
You terrible, Ness.
Not me, it's the internet. The internet has this picture, and they're saying that's Timothy Bradley with the quote. It's clear Devin Haney is the top dog at 135. They're saying my man Bradley gained a little bit of weight over the winter. Okay, take it down. Who this? Georgie Porgy.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't pay showtime to see you all there, not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see some motherfucker just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that form, my dude? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Nah, quite a great show. Thumbs up, donate.
Georgie! Yo, Georgie, what up?
Hey. Hey, yo, what's happening, people?
Damn, you got a new phone?
Nigga, it's the same phone. Hit me with that crow.
This shit sound clear, bro.
Little extra. Listen, Haney, yo. Hey, yo. I was there like, yo, they're going to rob him. This is
that
a clear robbery.
Cool.
That's what I'm saying. He made it so clear. That's my whole point, that he made it so clear, bro. I couldn't find a round. You guys find a round?
Yeah.
To give it to George?
Yeah, I found one round.
You found a round?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I couldn't, bro. I'm like, yo, this guy only got to make it close. That's all he need down there. Just make it a little close. And you know they got you back, but fuck that. He made it just so it was impressive. B, it was. I think that's the new dude And, yo, he got all the bells. He should drop all that shit, right? Drop all the fucking bells, go to 140, clean house, and by the time he already dominated there, Crawford should be out of the way, and Crawford, you know, almost on his way out by the time he make it to 147. But he just should just move
bro,
on,
he's
bro. Just move
man.
On 140.
He's 23. There's no rush.
That's
he
what I'm
saying. 135.
That's what I'm, nah, but nigga, he clean everybody 140.
What you mean? Make he didn't fight Loma. Behind. He didn't fight Tank. He didn't fight Rowley.
I'm. That's what I'm
fight.
Saying. I know, but I want. But he don't need to fight none of these cats right now. Just go out there and grab the belts at 140, bro.
Who he gonna fight at 140? What's at 140? Tank is the biggest fight. Why am I going to 140? What's over there?
Just to grab belts.
What?
Just to snatch belts. Just
bro,
to
I already
snatch
got belts.
Belts.
I already got belts. The fight with me and Tank or me and Ryan is the biggest fight
nigga,
in boxing.
Two division. Two division undisputed.
Bro,
that's
23.
It.
He's 23. There's plenty of time for that. How are you going to tell him to get out of the division with his two cash
get
guys?
Out. Get out. Let everybody fight each other. By that time, fucking Ryan going to be gone. By that time, he grabbed all the belts at 140. And at 147, Crawford should be retired. Then he don't have to face Crawford probably even not even Spence. Whatever, man. Listen, everybody out there, support the channel. I got to go. Shout out to Haney, Team Haney, all the way now. Make me a believer.
Hold with me?
This is stupid, 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 stupid.
Why would I vacate my titles?
Your man's got a date.
I'm going to vacate my titles when people was ducking me, so I'm going to vacate to go up to collect more belts. No, I collected the belts. My legacy is done. Now I want the big fights. Now Ryan isn't going to run because it's okay to lose to the undisputed champ. Like, what do you, I mean, I don't know. You guys have been doing this shit for mad years, calling into the show. You don't learn nothing. Move the belts and fucking go up to fight. Who? Josh Teller? That's a big fight somehow? Jesus Christ.
And I don't even like that fight to begin with just because.
It ain't going to happen. We already talked to that kid. He said he ain't never letting Josh Teller fight Devin Haney. That, what's his name? Ben Davidson. Abraham in El Paso, what up?
What's good?
Yo, what up?
Yo, Haney's the best, bro.
One of them.
He's the fucking best right now. But what you think about a dark horse in Rayo Valenzuela?
He definitely a dark horse, but he got a mountain to climb to get to the top.
I had heard something. I don't know if it's true. He was supposed to fight, or he's supposed to fight Sean Cepeda.
Who? Sean Cepeda?
Yeah.
That's also Cepeda's brother or some shit?
I believe so. But yeah, man, congrats to Haney. He's a monster. That's all I got all today, right. Fellas.
Well, you're the champ. Who next on Discord, George?
Venom.
Venom.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey. What up?
We do. All right.
What's up, guys? I feel like a lot of people be sleeping on Ryan Garcia when it comes to Devin. Devin?
Who's this?
Like
Sean Garcia?
No, I just feel like
you
Devin,
sound like Sean, man.
That jab, Devin's jab is good and all, but Ryan has the speed and the reach and height, just like Devin. And if we all know Devin's fights, he tends to gas out at the end.
What? I ain't see him gas, champy.
Ryan is not no 15-time national champ for no reason.
Bruh, Ryan lost every time at the Nationals to Devin for a reason.
No, he beat him 3-3. It was 3-3.
It's 4-3.
3-3.
Tell Ryan get in the ring. Why would Ryan fight for an interim belt instead of fighting Devin? Why did Ryan all of a sudden get mental health issues instead of fighting Devin? Why did Ryan get in negotiations to fight Joseph?
Anxiety.
Why did Ryan fight? Why did Ryan get in negotiations to fight Joseph Diaz back out, and then Devin had to beat him and give him more money to fight him?
But we don't like to talk about Isaac Cruz ducks Ryan Garcia.
Isaac Cruz? Isaac Cruz ain't ducking Ryan Garcia. They strategically not giving Ryan that fight because Ryan wants to capitalize off of Tank. That's what Ryan – are you blind?
So that's a duck.
So I want to fight Cruz because Tank beat him so I could copy Tank? Because
everyone's saying Cruz
– no, because he's living off Tank, bro. Like, I can't even believe you're a Ryan fan. That means you're not a real boxing fan. Your boy – your boy
–
your boy watches boxing and tweets. Your boy watches boxing and tweets. He don't fucking box. He tweets. That's all he does.
There's a reason why Ryan beat him three times in
the There's a reason your boy's a fucking Twitter fingers.
He got the speed, height, and power.
Your boy got Twitter fingers, man.
Devin Jab is not going to work on somebody like Ryan. He's too tall.
You're right. You're right. We're not using a jab on Ryan because he got no power. We walking his little ass down. We beating his model body up.
Devin's not walking nobody down.
Oh, okay. Okay,
you
go watch
the
amateurs.
You saw the point he had with Shakur?
Did you see Shakur the three losses that Ryan got to Haney? How'd he beat him? It wasn't with no jab.
I'm not
right hand.
Can't win,
right hand after right hand.
Did you see the wins Ryan Garcia had on Devin? Even Raymond Ford said Ryan was putting hands on him in the amateur.
Tell Raymond Ford bring his ass up, see what happened.
He said the one
Tell Raymond Ford bring his ass up, see what happened.
Hands on him.
Tell Raymond Ford bring his ass up. See, he won't call himself savage. We'll see if Haney won't go savage on his ass.
I'm just saying Ryan's style. I don't think you
I'm just saying Ryan has been wasting time.
Like Ryan's
I'm just saying Ryan's been wasting time. Ryan won an interim title. He got a bunch of interim titles in his closet.
Just won 12 rounds with to go.
12 rounds with to go, but that was after a 15-month layoff.
Come on, you're making bad excuses for your boy. I love it. Yo, I love Ryan fans. That's the first hardcore Ryan fan that called in. He would not back down. Shout out to you, champ. Keep fighting.
But I didn't even know those existed.
Bro, you heard him. He was 15.
I was going to say, because my little cousins, bro, they're like obsessed with him, bro.
I mean, you heard it. He sounded young. James Benitez said he sent the counterpunch for Mr. PBC.
You ain't about that life and got a lot of me, nigga.
Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
We hear you. We hear you.
Hey, yo, Ness, have you ever heard this dude named Noray?
Noray?
Nori?
Noriega?
Yeah, he said this one verse. He said, what you want to do, what you trying to do. I think that has something to do with that Ring IQ thing. I heard you guys always get on here and talk all this smack. Now you're a Devin Haney fan, but once before you wasn't a Floyd fan, even though they try to say he fights like Floyd. I just want to make a bet. I mean, you Ring IQ, you talk all this big smack, but when it comes down to it, you really have no balls when it comes to betting.
What do you want to bet? You got to bet on an actual fight.
Hold on. Let me speak.
But you got to bet on a fight that's here, bro.
Bivol, Better Beef, Canelo.
Bro, Bivol's not Wazzy. In a fight. Bivol's on vacation, bro. I'm talking to Vadim.
He's got a fight coming up.
No, he don't.
Come on, I bet you.
He's fighting Craig Richards again. He's fighting Craig Richards in a rematch, they said. Or Buassi.
It's Buassi. I just said that.
Your man fighting nobody.
Your man
fighting a coddled fighter. Virgil Hunter been whispering into Buassi's ear for 7 years. You talking about, yeah, Bivol.
Devin Haney to Bivol. Shout out to
you're
Devin
right.
Haney.
You're right, because Devin Haney don't fight prospects.
Yo, I don't know what's going through your bald-ass head, but you got to listen. Like, Bivol is obviously at 175.
Yo, fams, Buassi's a prospect, man. Fall back, man. Buassi's a prospect.
You don't ring IQ straight pussy
man,
when it comes to back.
Your man's a prospect beater, man. Tell him fall back, man.
That bang me shit.
Get out of here. How you get the biggest win in your career and you about to fight a prospect? My man never fought a world champ. Name a world champ on Buassi resume. A former world champ. Name one. Oh, why? The fuck is this dude talking about? Dr. DeZone said Devin Haney, Undisputed King, 3 fire emojis plus the crown.
Then he says,
your mic's off.
Then he says, Haney smokes Ryan Garcia.
Smokes him like a packety pack, pack, pack. We got. Arizestro with the $4.99 Super Chat says, will Undisputed be less prestigious as more people start to obtain the status? We have already 4 in just over a year. No. the club just gets bigger, and it just shows that this generation, this era, is a better era. You know what I'm saying? People like to talk about yesteryear. We doing it right here. DAZN, Dr. DAZN says, Devin Haney is the true undisputed champ. 8 fire emojis, 1 crown. Dr. DAZN back with another one says, Haney smokes Ryan Garcia like a pack with 2 fire emojis and a crown.
I think that the Undisputed has been really good for the sport, and that's I was a big fan of the
World. Let's see if Shakur want to do it.
I was a big fan of the World Boxing Super Series, both at 140, 200, 158. And, you know, we got an undisputed champion out of that. In Usyk, when he undisputed at Cruiser, obviously Josh Taylor unified his titles through the World Boxing Super Series, undisputed with Jose Ramirez. So I think it's been great. I think it's been great, great for the sport.
I think it's given people motivation. Like, it's made them want to do it and want to achieve that greatness, which in terms has given us, you know, great fights. I got another new caller in Strong Island, a.k.a. Staten Island, Iraq Island, Iraq Island. Who this? Hello? Hello?
Yo.
Windows down.
Can you hear me?
If you turn up your window, close it. You ain't got no AC, man? What, you a mailman? You got a UPS truck? With them doors to stay open?
Man. I got a loud ass exhaust. That's why I'm driving.
Damn, what you got? A motherfucking Hemi? Nah, but go ahead. We got you.
All right. So how does Devin Haney get out of fighting Kambosos in the rematch? Like, how's that gonna happen? Is that even a possibility? Because I know there's a rematch clause, but
technically he doesn't get out of it, man.
There's no getting out of it. What if he goes up? What if he goes up to 140 and vacates the belt? I mean, I don't know. It's not ideal.
Yeah, he could do that. He can do that.
Because it doesn't make any sense. Like, this fight was so one-sided. Who the fuck wants to see the rematch in this shit? Nobody wants to see the rematch in this shit.
I agree. Hold on. Let me sip my water. I agree nobody wants to see the rematch, but the problem is that the money fights are at 35. If Devin vacates, he loses value.
Exactly.
I mean, Devin already, I think, made a name for himself, though. Regardless if he has the belt or doesn't have the belt, if he wants to go back to 140, plus Tank ain't gonna be at 135 for forever. Like, he's gonna outgrow that division.
Tank only had 2 fights there, right? 3 fights.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I'm saying. Like, all these other guys, they're gonna outgrow that division. And to think that these guys are gonna start fighting now, I mean, boxing history's told us that when you have multiple champions in the same division, they're going to let him keep fighting scrubs or let him keep fighting names, so quote-unquote names, grow their business, and then make more money when they get up to the bigger division. I don't see these guys fighting each other at 135. I don't think it's going to happen. It's too young in their careers. Nobody's going to want to do this because it doesn't make any sense right now. If they can make $10 million, $15 million, $20 million now versus what they can make in the future when they're all, you know, tried and true, at that point, you know, you fight him at 147. You got another Manny Pacquiao Mayweather thing going on, or even Bud Crawford, Errol Spence. Like,
or,
they're just gonna wait around.
You don't,
fight each other.
Or you don't, and those fights do happen, and we're able to get fucking memorable and historical trilogies and rematches, and you know, 4 fights. You get what I'm saying? Like,
I agree with you. Listen, trust me, dude. I want to see these fights fucking happen. But let's look at the history of boxing. When have we gotten these fights to happen when we wanted them to happen?
Yeah, I hear you, but what I'm saying is we've already had 4 undisputed champions within the last year and a half. So if we can make that happen, why can't you know that continue to happen and these fights continue to keep happening?
Dude, from your mouth to God's ears, bro, I swear to God, that's like the one thing that I would love to see happen, bro. But I just don't have faith in the sport and the money because these guys are always going to chase more money. I mean, unless they can get over the blemishes, like if they can get over losing these fights and actually having these guys fight like they were back in the fucking fucking Tommy the Hitman Heron and whatever. If they can make these fights happen now, that'd be a blessing. But I just don't see it.
Cut it.
You know, by the way,
cut it.
Damn. No, by the way, Jay Benitez.
What? I'm nosy like that. By the way, what?
I've called before. I just haven't called in a while. It's Oscar, and I'm not from Staten Island, bro. Don't fucking call me from Staten Island. I'm from Queens, baby. Let's go.
Oscar from Queens.
You a Mets fan?
Hell no. I'm a fucking Yankee fan. I was born in the Bronx.
All right. All right, Chip. Thank
Oscar
you for calling
from
in.
Staten Island, Queens, in the Bronx.
Yo, who next on Discord? Is that James Benitez in Huntsville, Alabama?
I said that. Where the Ace at? Where the Ace at?
Listos pay los chingatos. Listos pay los chingatos.
And it's not going to distance. Either you'll wave the white flag or I'll wave the corner.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
A lot of you live believable lives.
It's easy to sit in those seats. It ain't easy to stand up here. Remember that.
Matter of fact, when I smacked his brother in this gym right here, he didn't do anything. All he did was stand there like a big fat pussy.
Your mind has that fight going.
With me getting my hand raised.
SDS Promotions.
Got on mute.
Got on mute. Yo, how Danny Garcia gonna call this an iconic moment in boxing?
Him and Benavidez.
No. Oh. Screen share this. This is the iconic moment in boxing. Yo, Ryan is the butt end of the joke. Iconic moment. Look at his face. I'm sorry. Oh, man. Yo, Earl brought like a 2-year-old with him to the fight. That's crazy. You know that kid's going to want to fight when he get
bro,
older.
Bro, yeah, he had all his kids with him.
I didn't know. I seen like a daughter at one point, but I didn't know he also brought like.
Yeah, he brought oh, both man. His daughters and his son.
Bro, shit. Danny having another baby. Okay.
Yeah, you ain't know.
I didn't know, but I'm more nervous for that fight. You know what's crazy? Who's on the line?
James Benitez.
Let's go, man. Let's go.
Yo, man.
Let's
hey,
go,
I thought you
man.
Was having a moment out there, man. You hear me?
Huh?
I said, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, okay, cool, man. Hey, man, thanks for the show as always, man. I want to apologize for all the shit I might have said in the past about Devin. He put on a masterclass last night, man, and it makes me praise. It was a great moment of Black history that we all saw last night. Morrell got exposed. I want to apologize to David Benavidez for even saying that Morrell should be in the same ring as him. There's no chance in hell that Morrell beats him at this point. So, I know I was on record saying that in the past, man. So, also shout out to SDS. And, I guess my only question is, man, since Shakur is trying to strive for greatness, Devin already did it. Is Tank finally going to get motivated to do something like that as well? Or he's still not going to be interested in the belt.
Nah, Tank going to fight the – he's going to take the big fight now. It's going to be all the belts. It's going to be a pay-per-view. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, man. When that shit happens, man, I'll really become a believer, man. But I doubt it, man, just from the past track record. Other than that, man, good show as always, man. And I'm out.
All right. Who next? The
People's
champ. Oh, they called him out. I wonder, did he hear the call out?
Hello, ladies.
Anybody that knows me, know I've been a player, whether it was in Alabama, Ohio, or anywhere around the globe.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
I've been smashing Telly Swift, man. I didn't have to become a millionaire to get that caliber of woman.
One of the people's choices, one of the fan favorites, the guy that can galvanize this crowd such as myself.
He's too ugly to be the world champ. The world champ should be pretty like me.
The AJ of trucking.
Whoop!
Yep, Brandon and Cincinnati.
TVV, good evening. Greetings, my fellow boxing brothers.
What up?
Hey, you know what I hate about this YouTube boxing community?
Mm-hmm.
Not just you, Ness, all these channels.
Mm-hmm.
You guys get in cahoots with certain fighters to get access. And then it's no longer a podcast. It becomes a big ass fan club.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this has become, a Devin Haney fan club, where anybody who might have anything objective to say, they become a hater
mm-hmm.
or a disliker. And that's kind of weird to me because we all grown ass men.
I mean, my man called you out in a lie. You know what I'm saying? He just wants to know which casual fans you spoke to in a four-hour time span.
I'm about to explain it.
Oh, okay.
First of all, I volunteered to be TBV street consultant. Because you guys don't come outside.
Oh,
you
the street consultant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I get my ears to the street, talk to the casual fans. And let me say this. The Devin Haney fight was over by midnight Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in the bar. It was like the 10th round of the fight. So let's get that clear. Second of all, I was asking people what they thought of the fight. They said, it's kind of boring. They ain't doing much. It's too much holding.
Mm.
Let me say, I guess.
Where was your girl at during you asking casual fans, strangers, these questions? Where was your girl?
Right there.
Oh, so she was just going with you, stranger to stranger.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
But,
I just want everybody to hear the details of the story so they can see how unbelievable it is.
But let me say this. I guess he forgot the part where I picked Devin Haney.
Mm-hmm.
Won $50 from my big brother JP by picking Devin Haney by decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that I scored the fight 11-1 for Devin Haney, and he put on a master class. I guess they forget all that part, but they remember the part where I said that the casual fans I talked to said the fight was kind of boring. Meanwhile, we had hardcore fans like C-Dub, Jay Will, and others called in and said the same thing. One guy said he would have wished Devin would have beat his ass. These are other hardcore fans.
Mm-hmm.
So we have multiple hardcore fans saying this. What makes you think it's hard to believe that some casual fans didn't think that fight was that appealing when we're coming off a tank knockout just a week before? Come on, people. I have no reason to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Devin Haney, for winning me $50. Casamigo and Red Bulls all night on you. Thanks to JP.
Who's the number 135 pounder?
Who has all the belts?
Yeah, but belts don't mean you the number one because you don't
who
got Earl.
Who
number one? Because you ain't got Earl number one.
Yes.
Now you do.
Now you do.
Now you do. You see how you get caught in lies? I'm giving you a chance to fix it.
I've always said, if you want to put Earl at number one at welterweight, that's fine. He's going to get his ass whooped when he get in the ring with Bud. I've always said that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's my call, man. Like I said, shout out to Devin. Because of him, I'm drinking Casamigos tonight.
Mm.
I ain't no hater. That's my comment. Y'all take care.
Choose better tequila, champ.
We got Roger Castillo that says, so we just
Hey, Haney. My bad. I'm such a hypocrite because I was drinking Casamigos at the strip club last night.
So we just witnessed Haney leave the zone to get the fight with Top Rank. Would Tank leave Mayweather to make the fight with Haney happen? Of course not. Don't you be ridiculous. Danny, why you didn't invite me to strip club?
Devin's people invited me.
Oh, so they said don't bring Ness?
No, you were asleep.
Yeah.
You were asleep.
That's
asleep.
That's your go-to excuse.
No, bro, they hit me up at 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, you wasn't asleep?
No, I was out.
Mm.
My friend's baby shower after party.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, your girl wasn't letting you come to the strip club anyway.
Bruh, I went to the airport at midnight.
Last night?
Yeah.
What you was doing at the airport?
Picking people up. It's a party at the crib.
Oh,
man.
You got people in town?
Bruh, we was using the pool since last night.
What?
I jumped out the second floor window.
You lying like a motherfucker.
Right in the deep end.
You sounded like some of these callers.
Bro, it's only like, you seen the deck? Like, come on. You can't jump out my room window from there?
Fuck no, bro.
What?
You gonna die.
So once again, this is the third time I make a bet. My 500 to your 1,000. Or your 1,000. My 1,000 to your 500.
Mm-hmm. What's the
that
bet?
That I jumped out the second floor window and that I can do it again. Into the pool.
Into the pool.
1,000 says I don't. 500, you give
it.
Nah,
I believe you'll do it.
Ow.
But I think.
Who next?
You just stupid.
LV Slugger.
Nah, we got Dr. DeZone. No, it was actually Roger Castillo that says, so we just witnessed Haney. No, we said that one. The next one is Dr. DeZone. It says, big respect to George Lockhart, Devin Haney's nutritionist. Didn't you say that? Shout out to Dr. DeZone. That's like his fifth super chat, so I'm going to go ahead and drop a bomb. James Benitez with a $10 one. He says, thanks for the show. Did you talk about the back and forth between Rolly and Tarver? Rolly posted some stuff on IG last night. Ooh. Rolly's my mans, man. Let's see what they saying about my mans in her. Check out his Insta. His Insta says something like Rolando Romero the
third. And I don't,
the boxer formerly known as Rolly.
I don't want to like correct Dr. DAZN, but it's actually James Lockhart. Is not George. You know, they beat George, but it's James. Let me get a
screen. Where is he beefing? Because I don't see nothing in his comment section on his last post.
Yo no sé.
On a story, what we got? Uh-oh. Let me see. Pause. So what's this? Oh, it's Tava. Oh, wow. Tava DM'd him.
Saying what?
Oh, wow. He said, bruh, you ain't never seen me sliding down no ropes. How am I relevant? Try and have the success I've had in my career.
Half the success I've had in my career. One thing about me, whenever I talk shit, I backed it up. That's the difference between me and you. I'll check back in a year and see how you doing. And then he put the hat with the magic wand.
Look, he said, I really don't give a shit about your ugly ass career.
He said, it's not what he said.
Your ugly ass or your career. Yo, I love my man Rolly.
He said, I started this shit at 17, made my, what'd that say?
Made it my way father than everyone else in a shorter amount of time. You mad?
Bro, what are you talking
about?
Hold on, stop,
because
you can't read.
I don't fuck with your
bro.
Ugly ass. With
bro,
ugly hoes.
He said, I started this shit at 17, made it farther.
Oh, I'm
not, not with his father.
I read father.
He made it farther than
anyone else in shorter amount of time.
I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be further. Mm-hmm. Like the, never mind.
Oh, grammar police. Look at the grammar police.
And then he said, than everyone else in a short amount of time. You mad? I ain't choose you. I don't fuck with ugly hoes. Oh, and what'd he say?
He said, and I ain't your ass get caught on PDs. You ain't no athlete. Truly. Yo, Rolly is gold. He said, if you knew better, you do better. I'll check back in a year and
so
see
what,
where you at.
What Rolly put? Like, what'd he say under the caption? Did he say anything? It said it continues.
Oh, it does. Wow. He says, and you ain't. What the fuck? Where my shit go? Oh, I got to pause him. Damn, they had a whole beef.
Damn.
He said, post that.
Oh, wow.
Bruh, he out here wilding.
He put the needle and shit?
Yeah.
Is there more? Oh, there's more.
Oh, wow, there is more.
What did Antonio say?
You can't pause this one?
Yeah. Oh, no, it was already paused. You just press play. See?
He's eating lobster. They letting you know.
He said, don't believe everything you read. You should know this is a dirty game. Just hope you have the strength I got because your ass going to need it, Rolly. The reality is, as long as Tank on top, you're on bottom, and you disrespect me ain't going to win you no brownie points. It just shows how detached you really are.
Mm. Put the time emoji. Like, we going to check that.
And then Rolly responds, said, you disrespect me and my team first. So like I said, you can go fuck yourself. You're a druggie. Nobody gives a fuck about you or your fights. You're ugly as fuck and you don't sell. That's the reality. You're just a used up old hoe trying to act dominant in a situation that doesn't concern you. I know you're broke and you need money. You've been tricking hard, but you ain't going to get shit here.
Mm. And Rolly said in the earlier message, like, he didn't pick him. So maybe Tarver tried to train him. But that's that. Well, who's next?
LV Slugger.
That was interesting. LV Slugger, what up?
Y'all hear me?
We hear you.
Yeah. I just wanted to comment on I don't see how they were saying Devin need to beat Kubota's ass. I don't see how you do a sweep on a nigga and don't beat his ass. Like, that's 12-0, 11-1 somebody and not consider beating somebody else, and then they were saying he need to move to 140. You know, I think he do got options out here, but Tank the one already knocked the nigga out at 140. You know what I'm saying? So Devin don't got to do. I mean, I feel like he the man right now at 135. He do what he want, which Tank is the star. You know what I'm saying? But Devin is the man as far as with all them belts. He became a superstar overnight with what he was able to do last night. And I think Shakur being at 130, I think, you know, that'll probably be his toughest fight in his career, him or Tank. But I think that's going to be a 147 fight, man. I think that's going to be when them boys get up there at 147 and they prime on the level of a Bud Spence, man. Welterweight, Bud, Shakur versus Haney. But, yeah, that's my call.
All right, bro. Who next?
True Roll Tide.
Oh, that's C-Dub. What up?
Yo, CBDB.
What up?
Smash the like button. It's free. Do something with yourself. Ring Walt Ness.
What up?
Yo, man, shit. We still on Devin, man. I'm going to get some props, you know, because even though it wasn't the most exciting, it still was domination. It still was the boxing science. And like y'all say, somebody got to figure out how to do something about it. So he is actually ahead of Tank right now on the pound for pound. And he can continue to build his lead on Tank after he rematched and beat Kambosos to death again. And then he's going to beat Loma. And then he go up to 140 and stay away from Tank because he know his chin ain't going to hold up at 135. So
whose chin?
The chin that got hit by Linares.
Oh, you picking sides.
No, I ain't picking sides. I'm just saying that's just he's been saying he's gonna move up for 2-3 years now.
Who been saying that?
Devin. He was saying he's gonna move up to fight Mikey Garcia 2 years ago at 140. So I mean, it's kind of been breadcrumbs saying that, you know, he need to move up. And when Linares had the chin thing, it's like, okay, just that one hit. Maybe it's the weight. Maybe it's because if he gained a little weight, maybe he can take them punches a little bit better. But I really think his chin would be a little better at a higher weight. And he'll have a bigger reach advantage. If he can't come up to 140, he'll be stronger at 140. So, I mean, the reach advantage will still be the same, but his strength will be better. His chin will be better. And so I think they're just going to do it like that.
All right. Let me get a screen share here. Check this out, Daniel.
I saw that.
You didn't report it.
Yes. Shakur Stevenson posted a picture of himself and Devin with some belts and amateurs saying, scroll down. Or not. He said, proud of you, champ. Tagging Devin Haney says, them belts looking different now. And then Devin reposted and saying, a lot different. We've been them ones since youngins. With the flex motion.
Them ones.
We've been them ones.
It's funny he chose that word when Tank's name is the one. Who's next?
Got Venom and Mr. CYP.
Didn't we do Venom?
Nah, I don't know about
CYP.
Venom was the Ryan Garcia.
That's the kid.
So CYP. Well, Venom, you know, did you do a counterpunch or something I don't know about, my friend? Or are you just hoping to talk again? Venom.
All right, CYP, what up?
CYP, what up?
What's good?
Buenos dias.
Yeah, man, shout out to Devin Haney for doing this historic thing, man. Ain't nothing negative to say about a dude who just been undisputed. You got something bad to say about him because you really don't like boxing. You just like seeing people you don't like get their ass kicked. But good luck, because that ain't happening. Now, I heard somebody say something about, well, Paulie might have some legitimacy to what he said. No, he did not. There are 292 million Eastern Europeans. There are 41 million African Americans. 292 to 41. If you go to BoxRec, they do about points. There are 30 fighters with 100 points. 10 of them are American, 10 of them are African American, and 13 are African descent. Three of them are from Eastern Europe, Three. Every list you go to, we run in that list. So to say that you are running something, you're going to need to have some runners in the race or some medals won to say you're running something. Quit making up shit that sounds good and don't get people to say, oh, yeah, because they constantly want to see us lose. I just said it. 292 versus 41. We are like the Jewish community in boxing. We ain't got that many people, but we hold all the power. See what I feel.
CYP, appreciate the call.
CRB says, your winnings spent before or you give it back.
He said, have your winnings spent before or you'll give it back. I guess that's some sort of betting advice. All right, we're done. Are we doing any super chats we owe?
Let me refresh. Let me refresh, Ness.
Last was James Benitez, right?
Yes.
Jay Miller says, does Haney's win make him the lineal champ? Yeah, he got the Ring magazine. He's the man to beat the man to beat the man. We're out.
We out.
Next
catch
one.
Tomorrow morning.
Mañana.
6 a.m. Pacific. Peace.
Joanna.
Joanna.